This is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week.
He's got a man open.
On Kate 98.7.
House call.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickey Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown.
This is high school football on Kate 98.7.
From Whitefield, it's the kickoff of the 2024 high school football season, and we've got a dandy tonight as the Hornets of Licking Heights come to Newark to take on the Wildcats here on Kate 98.7. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays along with Garrett Wandel. And, of course, we had to have the temperature raise a little bit on this Friday evening after we've gotten very cool temperatures because Mother Nature knows it's the start of high school football. And I think we're going to have an interesting matchup tonight, Garrett, with two teams. Even though it's week one, they both really need a victory to get this season underway.
Yeah, both teams just coming off of two-win seasons last year. And I feel like this is a game that both these teams are expecting to come in tonight and win. The biggest question mark for this one will be the quarterback play for the Newark Wildcats. They lost three-year starter Steele Meister, who was responsible for 35 touchdowns last year and was kind of a one-man army. So junior Bodie Smith was set to start for the Wildcats. He's got some big shoes to fill, but he's going to need some help. And starts up front with those big guys. That offensive line needs to try to buy him some time, just buy this Newark offense some time to work. And I think they can't be too one-dimensional like we've seen the past couple years if Newark wants to kind of replicate that success that they had from last year.
For Licking Heights, the last time we saw them on this field, they played Newark Catholic and lost that game 21-0. But they really outplayed the Green Wave a majority of that game. It was just mistakes and consistency, and I'm sure that's what they're trying to correct here to start 2024.
Yeah, if memory serves me right, I feel like a lot of penalties kind of plagued them that game from, you know, reaching the end zone and getting points on the board. And yeah, they played just as good as Newark Catholic that game. This final score really doesn't show how close that game really was. But yeah, the Hornets, they have a lot of returning starters on their offensive line. There's a lot of returning players overall, so I'm sure, you know, they got a new stadium this year, a little bit more pressure on the football team to, you know, get more success this year. You don't want to just two wins once again. So they're coming in here today, I think, very confident, and I think it starts with their big guys up front. They need to kind of lean on that offensive line, take advantage of maybe some of those smaller guys on Newark.
The scrimmages are done. The practices are done. It's now time for football. When we return here on Kate 98.7, we'll hear from Newark head coach Bill Franks. That's next as you're listening to the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
To a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
You're listening to the high school football game of the week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales here on Kate 98.7.
So, Coach, I've asked some other coaches this week if they still get the butterflies, the nerves before week one. What is it like for you? We'll get to the players, but when you know the season is now right around the corner, what are your feelings?
Hard to explain. This is year 48. For me, year 33 as a coach, played for 15, and it never changes. It's truly a special thing to put all your heart and your soul in the development of a group that, you know, is a part of a bigger whole. And this football team this summer, they've had a wonderful summer.
Let's talk about this leadership on this team, because in looking at a couple of quotes and what they've said, we're tired of being close. We want to get that next level. We want to take it over the hump. So have you seen that leadership and effort by the seniors getting ready for this first week?
Yeah, these are our groups that, I mean, we took this thing from running clock, no wins, to, you know, being a little more competitive, to quite frankly competing in every game. Yep. and winning some games. And now it's time to, you know, quite frankly, have poise and finish.
What do you think about this team as you get ready? I mean, I came to the 7-on-7 against Granville, and the speed is there, the skill is there. Now we know we need physicality, but how do you feel about this group?
It's important to them. They like football, which is about 90% of the battle. They like each other, and you know, we put them up against a really tough Walnut Ridge squad last week intentionally to get ready for this great height speed that we're about ready to see.
So life after Steele, after 3 years behind the behind center, he had some amazing moments. Where do you go now? Are we going to look at a dual threat quarterback, or are we looking at one guy to start and see how it goes?
Well, you know, we have two guys that have prepped all summer, Xander Martin and Bodie Smith. Xander has done well as a senior. He's done well coming up through the program and is right there. And Bodie will get the start. And Bodie has, you know, received most of the reps this week in practice. And I'm awfully proud of both these young men.
Licking Heights coming in, they also went 2-8. And I think like you, getting off to a huge step would be very beneficial to the Hornets as well as the Cats. So even though it's week one, could I say we're going to see two hungry, desperate teams to start the season?
Oh, just, you know, one of my good friends, Jeff Boyers, their defensive coordinator, and, you know, we know how excited they are for their new facility and year two of their new coach, and it should just be a wonderful, wonderful display of sportsmanship, toughness, discipline, and we're looking forward to it.
Anything outside of coaches' speak that would be vital for the victory Friday night? I mean, we always talk turnovers and physicality. Any other niche you think is crucial?
Their quarterback is special. We're going to have to contain him. We're going to have to bend and not break defensively, make them earn everything. And offensively, we're going to have to avoid turnovers and play fast.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck against the Hornets.
Thank you.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players fail to protect the quarterback.
46!
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton, and online at BoyerINS.com.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a 5-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota. Shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Back here at Whitefield as we are getting ready for kickoff, game number one of the high school football season between the Newark Wildcats and the Licking Heights Hornets, as we wait for both teams to come onto the field. And, you know, in Coach Frank's in that pregame interview, Garrett, and I think we've been able to see this team since Steele's sophomore year, and it was a very, very rough year. Got a little bit better the junior season, and really last year they had the opportunity to win 5 football games, a couple of losses in overtime, but he's right. They were right there in a lot of games that they were blown out 2 years before, and it'll be interesting to see if this group can take that next step.
Right, and just being able to see if you can carry over maybe some of that momentum despite, you know, losing the key player of Steele Meister. But yeah, last year they easily could have finished, you know, 4-6, 5-5 with a lot of those games. They were in a lot of shootouts. You know, at home last year, Newark averaged about 33 points per game, but they gave up 37. So I think in order for this team to sort of replicate That competitiveness that they had last year, I think the defense needs to make a big jump this year and try to take a little bit of pressure off of the offense. And I think the offense themselves, too, maybe can kind of help themselves out more, maybe just by dominating time of possession, not giving Licking Heights so many opportunities on offense to score the ball against them specifically tonight.
Well, former Newark head coach Mike Kropatchy has taken over the defensive range, and he does have a lot of players back, and you're just hoping that they lived and learned from last year, because the Thomas Worthington game, it was a last-second deal.
Mm-hmm.
Grove City Central Crossing, last-second deal to get overtime. You've got, and I heard it in practice on Thursday from one of the assistant coaches, every minute, every second counts if you want to win a football game. You can't take a playoff. You can't think, we've got this locked in the bag with 30 seconds to go. You never know what can happen in this game. So we'll see what happens with this Wildcat bunch as they try to get over the hump. They did make the playoffs despite a 2-8 record, but they did finish with 9 straight losses after starting 2-0. So if that doesn't leave a sour taste in your mouth returning, I don't know what would. So I'm sure these guys want to get back to the winning march. And they have a very strong middle school group and freshman group of players. And the reason or the way they'll stay is if you win football games.
Yeah, winning solves a lot of problems. It starts right here tonight with the Wildcats, and like you said, this team and this program has come a long way from when we first started, covering this Newark Wildcat football team 3 years ago. So I think it's important, we're actually going to see Newark get the ball first. You don't necessarily need to go out there, score a touchdown real quick, but just put together a solid drive, at least get a couple first downs, give this offense, and specifically, junior quarterback Bodie Smith, some confidence in himself. We're not probably going to see a lot of deep passes where he's able to sit in the pocket, take his time. Lots of, maybe rolling out or quick, pops, rollouts, similar to what we saw last year with this offense, just because, that offensive line has struggled at times, and that's one of the big weaknesses that we've seen over the years for the Wildcats. So I'm sure that's what the Hornets are going to try to target, and that's the biggest, matchup that I'm interested in seeing on this opening possession, is how that defensive line for Licking Heights matches up against the offensive line for Newark.
The Wildcats are on the field, and here come the Hornets as well. They also went 2-8 last season and definitely have higher expectations for this year. And in fact, they're a team that played Granville very close, only lost by 8 points, played their arch rival Watkins very close as well, and even Licking Valley at the end of the season. So I think a lot of the pieces are there. It's just putting them together to complete the puzzle, and we'll see if Austin Druyar, the head coach in his second year, might be able to get that done, as he just learned on the ropes last year.
Both these teams kind of had very similar seasons last year, and they finished with just about the same exact record. The Hornets had a very solid defense. They were in the mix for a lot of their games, only gave up 23 points or fewer for 5 of their games last year. They won both their games on the road. It was just that offense. They weren't able to put up a lot of points on the board and support their defense. So kind of the opposite for Newark, where their offense was able to put up points, but their defense was just giving up a lot. So, we'll have to see which of these teams is able to come out on top, because both of them, like we said, coming into this game, they think this should be a win on their schedule to start off the season.
Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, here we go. High school football once again on Kate 98.7 as the Newark Wildcats entertain the Hornets of Licking Heights. Newark will get the ball to start this ball game as Licking Heights won the toss and deferred to the second half. So the Wildcats will get it, and they'll be going right to left to start this ball game. They are in their home red. Licking Heights in their white uniforms, getting ready to start. Back deep for the Wildcats will be Daniel Cutliffe and also Colton Peterson. Cutliffe, we did not see him last year. He was injured. He's a move-in from Texas. Folks are telling me he's got a lot of speed, and maybe we'll be able to see it here on the kickoff.
Let's get fired up!
And the Wildcats are all lined up, ready to go. And here come the Hornets as they get their kickoff unit ready to go. And set to kick off. This will be tough for an old man with the white jerseys and the yellow yellow numbers, just letting you know. But it looks like it's Josiah Ayers who will be kicking it off. And it is.
A little bit of an odd combination, I'll have to admit, for just being able to read those numbers. Even me up here with my glasses, too.
Why don't they ever take the media into consideration for these things? Come on. But Ayers is ready. He is a senior and one of their high-profile, talented athletes. He can do a lot of different things on both sides of the ball as a wide receiver, defensive back, and also now getting ready to kick off. So everybody's set. We're just waiting for the official to line it up, and I believe we have a scoreboard malfunction, Mr. Wendell. Now we're ready.
I think. Yeah, all right.
We hope. A lot of buds still to be worked out. It's week one, but we do have at least the clock set to go, and Ayers is set to go. Ball is placed down at the 40-yard line. There's the whistle. Welcome to the 2024 high school football season here on Kate 98.7. And right off the bat, we've got a whistle-stopping play.
Flag on the play.
Nothing like a flag on the first play. And it's going to be offsides against Heights, so they will back it up 5 yards. So you would think any type of return here by Newark would give good field position to start this season.
Yeah, definitely not the way you wanted to start the season. And yeah, for Licking Heights, kind of just picking up where they left off last time we saw them here on this field with just a really a forceless penalty right there. Yeah.
I mean, if you're the head coach, what are you thinking right now? It hasn't even started.
I would be fuming. Yeah.
And you've gotten a penalty.
I'd be absolutely fuming on the sideline right now. But yeah, this gives Newark a great opportunity to be set up with good field position here, especially if they're able to get the ball in Cutliff's hands.
Well, shall we try it again?
Let's do it. Take two.
Welcome to the high school football season right here on Kate 98.7. And we are underway this time. It will go to Cutliff at the 10-yard line. Turns it upfield. He's at the 20, looking for some running room. Not much there. And he gets out to the 24-yard line. But pretty good coverage that time by the Hornets.
Yeah, good coverage and good kick. So I guess that makes up for the penalty there. They're only set up about their own 24-yard line. So they weren't able to take too much advantage off that pre-snap penalty.
So here comes Bodie Smith, the junior, wearing Steelmeister's number, if memory serves me right, number 12. And he will get his first snap here as quarterback of Newark. He will be in the gun. Trips to the near side, one wide out to the far side. Smith will throw, looking long, and he's got his man! And making the catch is Drayson Peterson! 20, 10, 5! Waiting for the call, they're going to say out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. How do you do, Mr. Bodie Smith? Oh, what a throw!
That was a perfect throw by Bodie Smith. I mean, that's a perfect way to start the season. Start your way as a starter here for Newark. They're going to say he's out at the 3-yard line, but perfect throw. And then, the receiver beat his man in man-to-man coverage, and now you're set up. You got three plays to get 3 yards.
73 yards on the opening play. Peterson running down the sidelines. And here's an inside handoff and getting back to the 3-yard line. That looks to be about it for Colton Peterson.
And now the challenge will be getting into the end zone here. The field gets a lot smaller and kind of benefits the defense. They're actually going to say he lost a yard. So it's going to be about at the 4-yard line. And they may have to look to pass here a quick pass or so, because that's been running the football in these close yardage situations has been a problem with Newark.
Outside zone! Outside zone!
Two receivers to the right, one in the slot. Smith will roll that way. He's got pressure and just does get rid of it. They're going to look for grounding, but I think they did have a couple of guys in the vicinity, including Daniel Cutliff, so no intentional grounding, but Here you go, third and goal from the four after that huge pickup. You got to get six.
Yeah, it would kill you if you even send the field goal unit out there or you end up going for it on fourth down and aren't able to pick it up. But, yeah, the offensive line so far on this goal line stand has been getting beat on both of these first two plays.
Here comes a blitz. Smith will roll out. He's got pressure, looking for someone. Fires in the end zone, but way over the head of his intended receiver, Peterson. So now it's fourth and goal from the four. And I'll probably change my tune and say you got to get something out of this and maybe go for the field goal. But it looks like they are going to stay on the field offensively here. Yeah. Gutsy call.
It is. That last play looked like kind of a designed quarterback run, but it looks like the defense threw a spy out there for Smith. And, yeah, you're going for it here on fourth down. I mean, hey, you look like a genius if you get it, and then everyone's screaming at you if you don't in this situation. So I like it here, fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal, and here's a quick pass. Touchdown, Wildcat. It's the connection of Smith and Peterson once again from 4 yards away. And the Cats strike first, up 6-0.
Yeah, just a quick little play action slant that time for Smith and Peterson. And once again, Peterson beat his man-to-man coverage. Another great throw that time by Bodie Smith. And those two have been the connection so far, which has led to this 6-point lead for the Wildcats.
If he's nervous, he ain't showing it. Here's Sean Breckbill in to attempt the point after.
Well, I think in that big first pass got rid of most of those nerves.
I think so. Extra point is up, and it is good. 9:20 to go, first quarter. Cats lead at 7-0. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasep Service Center. People buy from people they know. People buy from people they like. So when you're dealing with Kasep's, you are dealing with a family-owned business. You're not dealing with some big corporation. You're not dealing with a box store. You're going to be dealing with a family member. What that means is that we have a vested interest to make sure that you're happy today and you're happy in the future. We want that relationship with you, and we take that very seriously. Kasep Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Back deep to receive the kickoff, number six.
Breckbill now ready to kick it off to Licking Heights after Newark takes the opening drive in for 7 points, up 7-0, and that kick will bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So, five plays, 76 yards, capped off by the three-yard touchdown pass from Smith to Peterson. Of course, the big play was the opening one of a 73-yard bomb from those two. And really, how about Coach Franks having confidence in Bodie on the first play and on fourth down?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shocked. It seems like I feel like he kind of goes all in from what we've seen. Yeah, that confidence obviously well placed because it did pay off in both those big play situations. And now we'll see how the Hornets here respond on offense.
Jalen Fillmore is the quarterback, the senior. He has trips to the near side and a couple going out wide to the far side. He is behind himself and he will throw to the right. And the catch is made and getting across the 25 to the 26-yard line.
The number 45.
And that would be Jake Lopinto, one of their, again, another outstanding athlete getting recruited heavily by several colleges. And he will get out to the 27, so a good pickup on first down.
Yeah, Lopinto, leading returning receiver for the Hornets, holding 613 receiving yards last season.
Second down and three for Fillmore and the Hornets. Rapinto will come in motion and now join Fillmore in the back. Now he'll spin around and stay in motion. Fillmore will look to keep it, and he is met behind the line of scrimmage and will lose something. Cats front wall right there that time, led by Austin Rose.
Yeah, so far it seems like that defensive line has done a pretty good job of winning the battle up front, leading now to a third and medium here. This would be a huge if the Newark Wildcats could force a three and out here after that big third down, or after that big touchdown their opening drive.
They gave up a lot of third down conversions last year. Let's see what happens here on third and four for Heights. Fillmore in the gun, gets the snap, looks to throw, quick pass, and it's made. One missed tackle. The second one works, but I think he's got enough right at the 30-yard line, and they say first down. They needed four, they got four.
I thought maybe would have been inches. You know, they would have said fourth and inches, but they're going to move the chains. So just got enough. Made a couple moves there in the open field to extend the play, and yeah, like you said, Newark just giving up a third down conversion here. It's fine as long as they don't make it a habit. But the offense converting a lot of third downs consistently on you will just fatigue you a lot as a defense.
I mean, that's inside the 30-yard line. He just did get it. Fillmore will keep it. He's at the 30, puts his head down, flagged on the play up to the 34. And we'll see what this infraction is going to be after a 4-yard pickup. And it is a hold against Licking Heights. So, for what, about nine plays in and already two penalties?
Yeah, and this is what, you know, we only had a small sample size of Heights last year, just the one game against Newark Catholic, but lots of penalties in that game, which held the offense back. And once again, you know, instead of it being second down and six, second down and seven, now you're all the way backed up first and 20. It kind of makes you one-dimensional here. So you have to pick up a big chunk of yards here on first down so you can make second and third down more manageable.
So it is first and 20 from the 20. Fillmore in the gun. Here comes Lopinto again, and they will fake the handoff, and Fillmore will keep it. He's got a lot of green in front of him across the 30, almost back to the 34 where he had that first run. I think it'll be actually at the 33, but now it's second and manageable.
Yeah, nice read that time by the quarterback. And now you're set up basically where you were before the holding penalty now. So it seems like, yeah, they're making a habit of giving the ball in Fillmore's hands. He seems to be running the football a lot here as a quarterback.
Second and seven from the Hornets' 33-yard line. Cats up 7-0 here in the first quarter. Fillmore will look to throw this time. Fires, and the catch is made. And good pursuit that time. The catch made by J.J. Shackelford, but not much run after the catch there.
No, and good pressure, too, that time by the Wildcats. That defensive line seems to be getting some pressure there on Fillmore. The few times that he has dropped back to pass, he hasn't had much time. So another big third down coming up.
It is third and five after the 2-yard pickup on the pass. And let's see, official stop play. Looking at the Newark sideline, Coach Bill Franks having a conversation with the side judge.
I think the official thought he called timeout. And he's arguing they did it.
And they're going to reset the game clock, play clock.
So
I guess no harm, no foul.
He thought he called timeout, I think. He's like, this is what it's going to look like when I call timeout.
Oh, you know it when Coach French calls timeout. There usually is no hesitation whatsoever. So here we go, third and five. Trips to the far side. One wide out here to the near side. Lopinto back there with Fillmore. And Fillmore will roll to the right. He's got some pressure. Looking, and he will be thrown behind the line of scrimmage. A huge play for the Cats defense.
Fillmore sacked in the backfield.
Lost back to the 26-yard line. I believe that was Preston Lunsford that came in and made the play.
Yeah, and that defensive line so far in just this one drive has played outstanding. Stopping them right there on the third down and just applying great pressure on the quarterback. And, yeah, now you're forced to punt. And a little under 5 minutes left to go. Newark has a chance to extend their 7-point lead.
Lopinto will punt it away. No pressure. Wobbly kick that will bounce and take a Heights bounce all the way inside the 30, inside the 25-yard line, and then will be dropped at about the 23. So pretty good kick there by Lopinto. And Newark gets the ball for the second time in this opening game. 4:32 remaining, 7-0, Cats on top.
Yeah, we'll see what they like to do here. I'd say just keep being aggressive. Let Bodie Smith keep airing it out. He's been really accurate each of the times he has decided to drop back and throw it. Just the only red flag on that opening drive is just Newark's ability to run the football. Each time that they kind of were trying to run the football, they weren't able to pick up any yards at all.
Peterson is in the backfield behind Smith on this first and 10 from the 23. He will fake the handoff, fire, and off the hands of Cutliff. A little bit behind him that time. Second down.
Yeah, I mean, not a perfect throw, but I'm sure Cutliff would have told us that he should have hauled that one in. But, yeah, just once again, just a quick little, throw for Bodie Smith. Just about 2-3 seconds in the pocket, just a slant across the middle. That's what this Newark offense has kind of built themselves upon the past couple years. And they're looking to continue to do so, but you need to try to pick up some yards here on second down so you make it a third and manageable.
Second down and 10. Smith, inside handoff. Here it's Peterson. Good move. 30, 35, gets the first down and more. And let's give credit to that offensive line opening up that hole.
Yep, just what I was talking about. Nice job that time. 10-plus yard carry, and I mean, hey, if they're able to run the football like that in and then mix in the pass, that's a perfect balance of offense. Any coach would dream of that. So, yeah, let's see if they can continue to do so and just keep that defense on their heels. You know, you can't be too one-dimensional.
16 yards on the pickup.
Double slants!
At the 39-yard line, first and 10. Here's Smith, looks, and miscommunication on that play. It goes incomplete. And we're having some scoreboard issues once again. It went dark there for a minute. Now I think they've reset it.
Official timeout.
And they'll be working on that so we can know how much time is left. And that's what they'll be checking.
Yeah, well, they got the new scoreboard last season, so I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Yep, it had to be rebooted. Now they'll have to probably again update the clock as well. So it'll be second and 10 when we resume. I see the AD, Coach Quackenbush, on his phone, going over to talk to the officials.
And the head coach has long arms, so make sure to get the big.
So we'll see. Well, it gives us a chance to remind you that with the high school football season starting, that means we have the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show starting at 9 o'clock this evening. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller, all the scores for you from across several counties, several leagues. Of course, a lot of non-league matchups tonight, but they'll have all the scores for you, 9 to 11, the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show right here on Kate 98.7. So they're still working on it.
I think they're trying to get the time right.
Yep. And you might want to put 7 points on the board there for Newark
right.
as well. But it had to be reset, so that's what they're working on. Other big one tonight is the annual grudge match in Hanover between Licking Valley and Sheridan. Sheridan's had their way with Valley the last couple of seasons, and as Coach Boffman said Monday in the locker room show, we don't like them and they don't like us. There was no coach speak there whatsoever. He was blunt about it, and that's always a good rival matchup.
Second down, 10 yards to go.
All right, we're set. Second and 10 for the Cats at their 39-yard line. Again, trips to the near side. Smith, he's got some pressure, sets up the screen, and not much there this time at all. Good coverage that time by the Heights defense as Colton Peterson, maybe a half a yard, and that's about it.
Yeah, they're I think, kind of selling out on thinking the Hornets are going to blitz there, but they held back, and, yeah, they played that screen basically perfect. No gain that time, but now, yeah, you're bringing up these third and 10 situations. These can be difficult for Newark here. We've got to see if that offensive line can buy Smith some extra time in the pocket.
Again, four wideouts, three here to the near side. Here comes some pressure. Smith in trouble. He's got some running room. He's at the 40, 45, and then gets hit hard at the 47-yard line, a couple of yards short, and that would be Lopinto. He's going to be all over the place tonight, and he makes a first-down saving tackle right there, puts it at the 47.
Yeah, that was a great tackle. In the open field, forcing the fourth down conversation at least to be had here by Newark, but it looks like they will play it safe this time and send out the punting unit.
And that would be Hunter Hammond is set to go back. And you know, that kind of tackle also makes you think next time you're running out, like, where is he? Because that hurts.
Right, yeah. It makes you, maybe makes Smith think twice about running, right? Or staying inbounds, maybe trying to fight for those extra yards, maybe just run out of bounds next time.
Hammond is set, standing at his 35. High snap, but he handles it and gets it away. And it will bounce at the 25, and a good stop right there by Tyler Hurd, because that would have bounced probably back to the 30. But he will get it and touch it at the 25, and that's where Licking Heights will have their second offensive possession with 3:12 remaining in this first quarter, and Newark up 7-0.
Yeah, we'll see if that defensive line can carry over that success they had in the opening drive. They played outstanding, making it very difficult to get any protection or have much time to throw in the pocket. So we'll see what the Hornets decide to do here on offense. Seems like they are sold on Fillmore being mixed in the running game on that opening drive, at least. That's when they had their most success, at least on offense, is when Fillmore decided to keep the ball and run himself.
They did have one first down on that opening possession. Fillmore will hand it off, and good yardage on first down of about 6 yards.
Hands off to...
Yeah, and I think that's what the Hornets are going to try to do here is establish the run. Things got thrown off schedule that last drive because of the holding penalty, but you know, they got four starters back on the offensive line, and they want to try to take advantage of that kind of seniority coming back, that familiarity, and try to establish the running game.
Simi Ogilani was the ball carrier, and he got 7 on first down. So second down and 3 from the 32. Ogilani is in the backfield with Fillmore. Two wideouts split to each side on this second down play. Fillmore, pressure up the middle again. He's got to run for his life all the way back to the 20. Now to the 15. He just throws it up. Ball knocked around, and what do we got? Incomplete. Dangerous, dangerous play that time by Fillmore.
Pass is incomplete. Pressure in the backfield by number 7.
Yeah. How about the pressure?
Yeah, it was a bit of a delayed linebacker blitz that time by the Wildcats, and one of the linebackers just came in unchecked by that offensive line, which, yeah, forced Fillmore to just run for his life, and just fortunate not to take the sack or throw an interception that play. But you got a very manageable third down here. You just need 3 yards. Kind of shocked that maybe you just want to hand it off there again, but maybe they'll decide to do some sort of read option or halfback give here on this third and short, try to test that Newark defensive line.
And I got to think Fillmore keeps the ball here on this third and 3. And he handed it off, but we're going to have motion against Licking Heights. Third penalty in this first period. And that's a big one. You go from 3rd and 3 to 3rd and 8.
Yeah, and it looked like, yeah, it was going to be a read option or a halfback give. And got to change up your playbook now because it's 3rd and 7. So it would be probably an obvious passing situation here for Fillmore and company, which you've had trouble trying to complete anything worthwhile on offense. They've just been given these little wide receiver screens for the most part here tonight. So they'll have to try to get something maybe across the middle or on the sidelines here on this 3rd and 7 if they want to stay on the field.
Again, a 4 wide out set with 3 to the far side. Fillmore will look that way, and it's a little bubble screen to Ololami, and he goes out of bounds, I think this time maybe a yard short. I think at the 34, and they needed to get to the 35. It is.
Yep.
So fourth and one from your 34. Coach, what are you going to do?
Well, it depends how confident you are in your running game here, because, I mean, you know, if I'm playing an NCAA or something, you know, I just give it right up the middle here, quarterback sneak or something, just try to pick up the yard.
Oh, and
you don't even need to.
A hard count gets Newark offside.
I was just about to say they might just be lining up to see if they can draw him off, and they did.
Worked. Yep, it worked. So that'll be the second first down for Heights on the first penalty of the night for the Cats. And it'll move it up to the 39-yard line, first and 10.
And, yeah, that's just demoralizing for Newark, because you don't even know if they were even going to snap it on that fourth and one. And, you know, you've been playing such good defense here, and it's just a little mental mistake that time that gives new life to this Hornets offense.
All right, first and 10 now for Licking Heights at their 39-yard line. Again, the spread offense. Ololami is in the backfield with Fillmore on his right shoulder. Now man in motion. Here's Fillmore to throw. Here's pressure. Scrambling. He's got three guys in his face. Throws it away. I'm telling you what, I've not seen pressure like this from the Cats front in 3 years.
Yeah, it looked like it may have been some sort of screen play, because the lineman kind of moved a little bit towards down the field to the left. Because the pressure got there immediately. There was like four guys back there from the Wildcats. So I think maybe a miscommunication that time on the Hornet side of things.
And he really never got time to set up for the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Second and 10. Minute 37 to go, first quarter. Cats up 7-0. Fillmore sends his running back in motion. Looks, fires, catch is made. And getting up to about the 47-yard line. Making the catch, I believe, was to Shackelford. But as you can hear, the PA announcer also taking his time, because it's hard to see. We do have a flag on the play also. Could it be a face mask?
I'd say they're face mask.
Yep. So after Licking Heights had three penalties, Newark now, couple of infractions here that both have kept drives alive.
Yeah,
and this is a big one.
Yeah, you don't want to be making a habit of this if you're Newark. And you've been playing such good defense so far in this game. It's really been the only two penalties here that have really came back to bite you here so far. And now, yeah, it's the best field position of the night so far here for the Hornets. You would hate to give up 6 points or points of any nature, really, to a drive that you extended.
Now at the Newark 38-yard line, first and 10. Fillmore will keep it. Got one block, got two blocks. He's at the 30 and to the 25, and he's thrown out of bounds there. And we've got another flag on the play. Now that might be against Heights for some type of illegal block downfield on airs. Let's see what they call.
That's all I could think of. He was
probably a hold.
He was blocking downfield here for Fillmore. Definitely didn't need to hold there. Maybe just bought him a few extra yards, and yeah, we'll be holding against Ayers, and so the Hornets will be marching back.
So because it where the penalty took place, it'll be still first down, and now like first down and about, what did we say, 6 yards? First and six?
Yeah.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
You're right.
1 minute to go, first quarter. From Newark's 34-yard line, Fillmore in the gun. Gets the snap to throw. Pressure again. Steps up and gets hit and will go down. Roy Price came in from his defensive end position. Took him down. It wasn't easy, but he did take him down. And second down, and he might have been able to squeak out a yard there.
Yeah.
To make it second and five, but again, and that time good secondary coverage.
Yeah, that's a what you call a coverage sack that time. No one opened downfield, and yeah, Fillmore fortunate to not fumble that one, as looked like he was kind of having trouble securing the ball as he was going down, and just able to fall forward to even pick up 1 yard in that situation. But another third down coming up, and the Hornets don't have to snap it here until the end of the first quarter, and it looks like they're going to let it run out.
Yep, they will let it run out. So 1 quarter in the books here at Whitefield. Newark leads it 7-0. Back with quarter number two after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week and a loud horn as well on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25399.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Whitefield. Newark leads Licking Heights by a score of 7-0 as we start the second quarter. Heights has a 3rd and 5 from Newark's 38-yard line. Trying to get everybody set is Fillmore. He's now ready. Empty backfield. Fillmore gets the snap. Looking, firing, quick pass. Catch is made and a lot of jutes and so forth, but it's going to be right at the stick. I think they all calling a fourth down. Jaden Edwards made the catch. And what, a yard short again?
Yeah, it looks like it. And it is kind of a wide receiver screen that time. I think Newark fortunate that that didn't go for more. They didn't even actually have anyone on Edwards pre-snap that time. So I think they're fortunate to kind of recover from that one. And looks like the Hornets are going to at least line up to go for it on fourth down.
Fourth and a long yard from Newark's just inside 29-yard line. Empty backfield again for Fillmore. Fourth and one. Ayers comes in motion. He's going to look to keep it, and he will get the first down as he gets inside the 25-yard line. Slow developing play, but the hole was there, and he was able to get the first down.
Yeah, just good patience, too, that time from Fillmore, because sometimes when you go too quick, you'll just be stood up by your offensive lineman and end up not getting it. So just having that patience to maybe wait a second or two, let your blockers, you know, go downfield just that extra yard or two so you're able to fall forward and extend the drive. So nice job by the Hornets.
Now at Newark's 25-yard line, and what do we got? I think Licking Heights is going to call a timeout. We'll keep it right here. So a quarter in the books. What do you think?
I think really the only thing so far that separated these two teams is just that opening play by the Wildcats of that Smith to Peterson connection. Because other than that, I mean, it's been kind of blow for blow so far. This has been a long, lengthy drive, though, by the Hornets that's been extended by some Newark penalties. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, depending on what happens this drive, what happens in this game, looking back on this specific drive, I think could really shape the outcome of this football game.
Licking County Locker Room is every Monday night at 6:30 live at Ship Brothers Brewing. We'll be featuring these Newark Wildcats this coming Monday night. Head coach Bill Franch will be joining us, along with athletic director Jeff Quackenbush and new girls basketball head coach Jack Bertel, just getting out of retirement from Reynoldsburg. They will all be joining us Monday night, 6:30. Hopefully you can join us, too. Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7. First and 10 for Heights at the Newark 25-yard line. Here's Lobinto with an inside handoff, and he just bowls his way forward inside the 20. He was stopped after about a 3-yard pickup, but he said, nope, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, we didn't see too much of that in the first quarter, and the way he's run the football on that give, I would continue to feed him the rock, because, yeah, it's going to take multiple Newark guys to bring him down, especially, too, just the way this drive's been going. Seeing some hands on the hips from those Newark guys up front, I think they're getting a little bit tired.
Second down and 4 after the 6-yard pickup for Jake. And he will get it again. Big hole up the middle. Oh, and he just bowls somebody over and makes a house call for Licking Heights. Oh, that was all effort by Jake Lopinto. He was not going to be denied until he got to pay dirt.
Yeah, I mean, if you're familiar with what Derrick Henry kind of does in the NFL, yep, just kind of bulldozing defenders over. That's what Lopinto just did on that previous play. He would have been stopped. It would have been probably about first and goal for the Hornets, but he's like, no, I'm just going to put this in right now, and yeah, complete trucks one of those poor Newark defenders. And yeah, I think we've only seen 2 handoffs so far in this quarter, but I think the game plan going forward should be pretty simple for the Hornets, at least on the offensive side of things.
Well, you've got good speed with Fillmore and I think some of the wide receivers, mm-hmm, but who's going to tackle that man?
Right. Yep,
and I mean, man,
it's been hard. Yeah, yeah, he is he's a force to be reckoned with. Well, he's listed 6'1", 215, and yeah, he is all 215 in those pounds.
Are you buying that 215?
We'll see.
I think
he fills out pretty well.
He does. That was an impressive couple of runs by Lobinto, and he makes it a 7-6 ball game, waiting for the point after. And looks like we're having some more clock issues before we attempt this extra point. I would say he reminds me, you probably know where I'm going with this, from a certain running back linebacker over in Granville.
Yeah,
I could see the same similarities between the two.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see them in a weightlifting contest. Here's Ayers for the extra point. Snap. Good. Kick on the way. And with 9:22 remaining second quarter, we are tied. Licking Heights 7, Newark 7. Back with the Wildcats' next chance after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Looking for a new pharmacy? The Knox Community Hospital Outpatient Pharmacy makes it easy to transfer prescriptions. Our friendly community pharmacy is open to the public, and most prescriptions are ready within 24 hours. Accepting most insurances, KCH Outpatient Pharmacy is the only accredited specialty pharmacy in Knox County. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 9 to 4. Call 740-326-3485 or go to kch.org.
Now back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Kickoff by Ayers of Licking Heights will be fielded at about the 8-yard line, and coming up and making a couple men miss and getting across the 25 to about the 28-yard line is Colton Peterson. So that was about a 14-play, dealing with the penalty as well. 80-yard drive capped off by the 18 run by Jake Lobinto. That just seemed like a very long possession.
Yeah, that's that classic old school kind of taking the air out of the stadium and just doing your thing on the ground, because that's what they did. And, you know, unfortunately for Newark, they gave life to that drive. They could have very well punted the ball, and they also kind of allowed that drive to develop to, you know, give Lopinto those opportunities.
Here's the handoff and a good cut and making something out of nothing that time is Peterson. Yeah, you're right. You had the offside on fourth and one and then the huge face mask penalty that got him into newer territory. Mm-hmm. So it definitely was assisted. And then talk about just taking the ball and running with it. Mm-hmm. That's what Lupinto did. And you said he's off to the Pittsburgh area, correct?
Robert Morris? Robert Morris. He's committed. So he's looking to close out his high school career on a high note here in the Hornets, but he's definitely going to be playing at the next level.
Handoff, and this time nowhere to go for Peterson. The Heights front line was all over that one. So it's going to be third and about nine as he lost three on that play for Newark. So here's your first. I know they had the three and out, but here's your first real test, I think, for the junior quarterback.
Yeah, especially, you know, coming off of that the height score, and then you kind of feel like the energy's a little bit lacking on the Newark sideline just because of how long that drive went and the end result, and then to go three and out would really, you know, give a lot of momentum back to the Hornets.
And here they come on a blitz, and a quick pass over the middle and making a guy miss. It's Cutliff. Look at that speed! 50 and all the way down to the 39-yard line. Okay, I'll trust my sources. He's got some real good wheels right there. We do have a Hornets player down back at the 30-yard line, but he caught that and just threw it into extra gear and gets a huge first down.
Yeah, and the Hornets sold out that time. They blitzed, leaving their guys in man-to-man coverage. No one, no safety net, no safeties in the back to help out the defense. And, yeah, they're fortunate to get that shoestring tackle because that saved a touchdown.
So Cutliff will take it down to the 39-yard line. And they're still working on the Licking Heights player. Cannot see who it is at this point. But a 26-yard pickup on that play. And it looks like the injured 52. Player for Licking Heights, Elijah Ferguson, one of their defensive linemen, and he does have to be helped off the field by a couple of the trainers. So wish him the best as he's not able to put any pressure on his right leg. Hate seeing that anytime, but especially just starting the season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that got the energy back in this Newark sideline. Huge third down pickup. And again, we talked, you don't want to do a lot of comparisons, but we're going to because it's the first game of the season. But you didn't see that a lot last year.
No.
On a third down, you just didn't see that much. But we see it here in 2024, and in first down, Newark tied at seven with Licking Heights, but now on the move. Smith in the gun. He's got Peterson with him on his right shoulder. He'll look to throw. Fires, and a little bit too far and away from Cutliff that time, incomplete.
Yeah, really, I'd just say the first bad throw we've seen today by Smith, so bring up second down, 10, and I mean, the offensive line's been, I mean, you know, some downs they win, some downs they lose, but overall I think they've done better than what I've expected and what we've seen for the most part the past couple of years, which I think's kind of led to this, you know, these third down conversions and just this better offensive production from the Wildcats.
Second and 10, here's an inside handoff, and that's Peterson. With, we'll give him 2 yards, maybe to about the 36-yard line, maybe give him three. So here's your third and long again.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't pick up the most yards on that give on second down, but I like it. You know, you're keeping the defense honest, one and two. You're just kind of reinforcing the run. You're putting faith in those guys up front saying, hey, you know, we're confident in you that, you know, we can rely on you to give the ball off and make running the ball a part of this offense.
So it's third down and six for the Cats at the Heights 36-yard line. We are tied at seven. Here's a handoff to Peterson, and across the 30, he will be, oh, I don't like that spot. Depending on where they decide to spot it. One guy had him at the 29, but the side man from this end comes in and says at the 30. I thought he broke that.
Well,
but it's fourth and one. You got to go for it here.
Yeah. Just short. But, yeah, how about that? Handing the ball off on third and long, and it pays off in a big way. So, I mean, I would just I mean, I'm a simple man. When it's fourth and one, third and one, I just like giving the ball off or maybe a read option with your quarterback. Just keep the ball on the ground here in these short yardage situations.
And here's the fourth and one. They're going to throw it. And oh, what a catch by Cutliff to get the first down inside the 25. That was not an easy catch, but he came through. And on fourth and one, the pass, sorry, simple man, works for a first down.
I mean, hey, it's all, whatever works, right?
That's a gutsy call.
Yeah.
That is a, and I tell you what, Cutliff has really shown me not just his speed, but his hands on those two catches on this drive.
Yeah, he has definitely made a huge impact here in this second quarter for this offense.
And we're going to have, I believe, motion against the Wildcats on this first down, which would put each team with three penalties in this initial half. Waiting for the call. And we're going to have no call. I didn't see anything, did you?
I guess they picked it up.
Yeah.
All right, they picked it up.
You go for the end zone here on first down after picking up that fourth down? I'm really trying to make you work tonight on this.
You know,
first game.
I mean, me personally, no. I mean, I would just try to stay on schedule here, right? But, I mean, I wouldn't hate to go for it, go for a big shot.
Here they come. And Peterson gets to the outside on the left. 20, 15, 10, 5. Puts his head down. We do have a late flag that comes in. I have a feeling this first and goal is going to be pushed back on a hold against Newark, and it is. But it's still going to be a positive pickup for Peterson along the left side. You wanted to have a little bit more of a running game. We're starting to see it in the second quarter.
Yeah, they've been having some pretty good success here despite the holding call. They're still going to pick up some positive yardage from that play. But, yeah, I like it because, you know, it's taken some pressure off of, you know, Bodie Smith, although he has looked really, really impressive so far in this game. But it's just, you know, being so one-dimensional like we've seen them the past, you know, two, three seasons, it just isn't optimal long term, right? Defenses are going to adjust, and it just isn't good for winning football games in the long run.
So after the holding penalty, it'll be spotted at the 15-yard line, and it'll be first and three for Newark. So the playbook is open right here, tied at seven. Smith rolls to his right, looks, fires, man wide open, getting the catch inside the 10-yard line, and making that catch, K.K. Winbush, and that's his first catch of the season, and it'll be first and goal, Newark.
Yeah, nice little pitch and catch that time, just a short yardage play, resetting the chains. The last time we saw him in this goal-to-go situation, they did struggle. They did have to go for it on fourth down, but they did, were able to punch it into the end zone. So we'll select what they go with here. But I think, I mean, you could just run the ball because you have been having a lot of success running the football here. Maybe try to get a little bit closer on the end zone, see what you can pick up here on this first down.
Smith fakes, fires over the middle, and the pass nearly caught by Preston Lunsford. We've got a penalty on the play, though. It'll probably be against Licking Heights.
Right on the play.
So an interesting play call on first and goal. And it will be pass interference against Licking Heights.
Pass interference call.
I'm going to guess they were holding on to him would be why they called it. So it'll be moved half the distance, probably at the four. Yep. So first and goal just outside the four-yard line. How about this response by Newark after Heights had tied the ball game? Can they finish it right here? First and goal from the four. Exactly 5 minutes to play, second quarter. Tied at seven. Smith, handoff Peterson, looking for a block. He got it at the five and gets very close, but I think out of bounds, probably between the two and the one. Or they may just say the one.
Yeah, I think, yeah. They're going to mark it right at the one-yard line.
I'm liking his burst when he sees that opening. He just goes for it.
Yeah, he's definitely got some nice speed, and, yeah, he's showing the vision. The key, yeah, just getting the ball to the outside in the open field, and he's been having some good success. And, too, when the offensive line does open some holes for him up the middle, he's taking some good advantage of that. So, I mean, to me, second and goal at the one.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, we know. Hand it off.
Smith. He does to Peterson. Touchdown, Wildcats! Right up
the middle. And I'll ask you again, when's the last time you saw right up the middle be successful for this Newark running game? Different line play this year, Garrett. I know we're just a quarter and a half in, but it seems like the line is just getting off their blocks and doing what they need to do.
Yeah, it is a huge improvement from what we've seen the past couple of years. And yeah, it's opened up this playbook, and then you were seeing the results on the scoreboard here as well, as yet Newark has the lead 14-7. And I mean, I just want to go back to that. What really I think helped this drive result in that touchdown is that big third down conversion.
Yep.
That big that first third down conversion was going to be three and out or a touchdown, and that that big third down conversion for him extended this drive, and now, you know, 4:50 left here. We'll see what the Hornets do on offense. I suspect, you know, they will be kind of just handed off to Lupinto based off what we've seen on that previous drive. So we'll see if the Wildcats have an answer for him.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, because that defense was kind of gassed, and if they had to go three and out and back on there, I think it would have been difficult. But what a job by Daniel Cutliffe with that third down catch, then the fourth and one catch, and then hats off to the line, but then also Colton Peterson knowing where he needed to get to the end zone. A good run on that first and goal from the six, and then sets up the one-yard scamper to give Newark a 14-7 lead. So Cats respond. Now we'll see what the Hornets decide to do. And like you said, plenty of time. 4:50 on the clock. I believe they have two timeouts remaining.
All right.
Brett Bill, who kicked the extra point, now ready to kick things off from the 40. And here we go. High short kick. Fielded at the 12, and it's bobbled and on the ground. He'll pick it up. And, yep, we're going to have a face mask on Newark. He's tackled at the 22, but his head turned in that direction, which you knew the mask was grabbed. So second face mask penalty against Newark. And all of a sudden you go from inside the 30-yard line to now over the 40-yard line. So half the field here for the Hornets to try to even this thing back up at 14.
Yeah, and that's been my biggest gripe against Newark so far in this game is really just penalties. That's the only thing I felt like has kept this game even as close as it is. So try to clean that up here. Don't give the Hornets more opportunities than they need to, because I mean, they're just too good of a football team. If you give them opportunities, they're going to make you pay for it. And they did exactly that on their previous drive. And I'm sure they're looking to cash in here now, you know, set up at their own 44.
First and 10 there for the Hornets. Down 14-7. Fillmore, inside handoff. And a pretty good pickup on first down that time for Ogunlale. There is no doubt this team has athletes. No doubt at all. It's just how consistent can they be? And we've seen the inconsistency early in this ballgame. I mean, it is week one, but you look at what they have on paper, it's a solid football team. Second and 5 after the 5-yard pickup on first down. Fillmore. And he will keep it on the fake handoff. Another flag on the play. He gets to midfield into Newark territory and then is tackled out of bounds at the 43-yard line. But the penalty, I think, will be on the Hornets. We'll see. And, yes, the Hornets coaches would like a penalty on Newark.
Yeah, he's pleading his case for a late hit.
He is. It's not going to work.
I don't think they can hear him all the way up here, maybe. But he's making his best effort. But, yeah, this is going to go against the Hornets.
This is a big one, yeah. Block below the waist. And that's something they really are focusing on in all levels of football. So they see anything close, and the Heights coaching staff not happy at all. Yeah, this takes it all the way back to the 34-yard line. Wow. You're going to be first and 10 inside Newark territory. Now you're what, second and 20 from your 34?
Second down and 20.
Yeah. Yeah, this puts you in really a obvious passing situation here if you're the Hornets.
Fillmore might be changing up the play here. Split backs with him on this second and 20. And he will give it off to Lobinto. He's looking to move. Here comes the truck. 40 midfield. Puts his head down. Gets the first down.
Yeah, I mean, he's more of the power back archetype, I'd say. But, I mean, he's definitely still got some wheels on him. And, I mean, you just see there, right? He could have probably went out of bounds. It would have been second and short. But he's just like, nah, I'm just going to lower my shoulder, use my size, and just make sure we get a first down right here. Let's not even put ourselves in that third and short situation.
So he gets 19 yards, and they needed 18. Now they're back in newer territory at the 47 on this first and 10. Fillmore, why not? Lobinto, one tackle broken, two tackles broken, down to the 40. I don't know how you slow him down.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Or maybe that's it. You slow him down and then gain tackle.
Right, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's basically what you do because, yeah, Newark defenders are just kind of bouncing off this guy when they go in one by one. So you need to maybe, you know, one guy go in, stand him up, and then hope your guys come in and help you and you get two or three on him. But, yeah, you just got to hope yeah, he gets tired or something down there because whenever they give him the ball, it has been at least a 5-6 yard pickup.
And, of course, this is setting up a fake and then going deep. Second down and 5. Fillmore. Fumbled snap, and he keeps it. Now he's in a lot of trouble, and he will just throw it away. He bobbled the snap after the fake handoff to Lobinto. And then, I don't know if maybe there was a screen trying to be set up there, but it was a lot of traffic, and Wisely just falls to the turf. Third down.
Yeah, I think he's kind of just, you know, trashing that down. That down was kind of scrapped from the start, you know, with a high snap, bobble snap. Fortunate to just reel that one back in and then just can it. So you get it. Still set up third and 5. Very manageable for this offense. I mean, depending on what happens here, might go for it here on fourth down. But all right, so far on the night, 1 for 4 on third down conversions.
Again, split backs behind Fillmore. Now they both come out with Lobinto coming out to the near side. Set up as a wide receiver, Fillmore, and it's a quick pass to Lobinto. 40, 35, 30, first down and more. I mean, when he gets ahead of steam going, there's just nothing there. And he is quick for his size. He is a quick back.
Yeah, and there just wasn't anybody matched up with him here on the outside. So that gave him that ability to get that head of steam going. So I've seen that a couple times where it seems like the Hornets recognize that maybe their wide receiver, their halfback screen play, there isn't anybody matched up with them on the outside and they give it to them. So that gives their players ability to get ahead of steam going. So Newark needs to try to match that, I think, going forward if they would hope to slow down this offense.
Clock having some issues once again. It should have been running and it was not. So I think they're looking to remove some time from it. Currently shows 2:22. And we went the other way.
We gained time.
If only in my old age. 2:38. You want to explain that one to me?
They're having some problems, you know. It's
now you got to have it running, don't you?
I would think.
Well, that's a break for Licking Heights. All right, it's moving. 2:35 and counting. First and 10, Licking Heights at the 28-yard line, trailing Newark 14-7. And Fillmore to throw. He is looking long, wide open, and dropped. Oh, my goodness. Reese Powell had it, and there was nobody around him, and it just dropped.
Nope, yeah, busted coverage looked like that time, and, yeah, it doesn't get much easier, but sometimes when it is that easy, it just... You see it. You see it more times than not. I feel like when it's wide open, no defenders near him, it's hard to bring in the ball. So Wildcats get a really lucky break that time. Possibly a game-altering play. So we'll see now what Hornets do here on second down. Pinto in the backfield. My money's on just giving it to him up the middle and see what he can do.
He'll give you something in all cases. He now goes in motion. Fillmore will keep it and will get tackled at the 25-yard line. So a pickup of 3. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
is the high school football game of the week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, we are at Whitefield, 14-7. Newark leads Licking Heights with a minute 50 to go. And it's a third down and 7 for Heights at the Cats 27. Fillmore in the gun. Gets the snap. Here's the pitch and going outside. And pretty good coverage over there by Newark. They do knock him out of bounds short of the first down. That was, I believe, Josiah Ayers was the running back. So it's fourth down and 3. And, of course, Licking Heights here will go for it. So a huge play in this ball game for both clubs. Fourth and 3. Fillmore was looking to see if the hard count would get them to move. The Cats did not bite this time. Plenty of time on the play clock at 20 seconds. And now we've got a flag. And we've got a false start against Licking Heights. Wow. Was it someone that came to the backfield and then came back? Did they call that as a motion?
Yeah, I'm not sure what they call it. False start on. Maybe it must have been that. So, yeah, now you're backed up. Fourth and 7 after the false start.
Well, you might as well use a timeout here because this is a big play.
That's what they're going to do here.
And you and I were talking about an interesting matchup in Central Ohio tonight. Pickerington Central against Harvest Prep. Harvest Prep is winning currently.
Kind of pull off the upset there.
That would be a major upset.
Did you say which Pickerington did you say was coming in overrated?
I think North.
North, all right. Yep. Well, that would have been a good time to lie right there. But. You
know, it would have been, but I did say North. I did say, and they're playing Lakewood St. Ed, the 3-time defending state champ tonight. But Harvest Prep Division 5.
Oh,
I mean, they'd be in the playoffs with just a win.
Well, I mean, games can kind of turn on their heads pretty quick.
That's true.
High school football, we've seen so.
Well, that game and this game and others will be on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show tonight, 9 to 11, on our sister station T100. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller standing by to take care of all your scores tonight. And here it is, fourth down and a long 7 for the Hornets. Down by 7 at the Cats' 26-yard line. Fillmore to throw. Scrambling, running. He's in a lot of trouble, but he eludes a couple of people. 20-10-5, house call. Unbelievable. That is all athleticism right there by the quarterback. He takes it in, and we are now just a 1-point difference from being tied up. Wow, what a play.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like Fillmore was going to be dropped for the sack there several times, but he was just kind of feeling around his lineman, looking for the right hole to burst through. He finally diagnoses it correctly, and I mean, yeah, just an outstanding quarterback scramble and a play that keeps their chances alive here. Just a huge play heading into the break here. It's still a minute 20 to go, but I mean, not only converting the fourth down conversion, but putting 6 points on the board. I mean, making something out of nothing. I mean, once again, I mean, Newark, it seemed like they played that correctly. The designed pass play wasn't there for him, but they just didn't account for Fillmore being able to pick up all that on the ground.
And the extra point, how about Mr. Cutliffe? Mm. He blocks it, and it falls short. Nice job by Cutliffe. So with 1:20 to play, it's 14-13. Newark by a point. We'll see if that plays huge dividends moving forward. And I really thought they had containment on him, and then you had guys chasing him, but he found that extra gear and was able to take it to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, I think as the pocket was collapsing, the guy who was spying came up trying to stop him, you know, just trying to just bring him down, and that just gave the left side of the field wide open. So that's just what happens sometimes. There's nothing you can really do, but a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel as they did block the extra point. I think, yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be big because I see this one. I mean, the way this first half's been going, it's probably going to go down to the wire.
So Cats will get it with 80 seconds to go in this first half, leading by point. They do have all three of their timeouts. So probably depending on where this return ends up will be what Coach Franks and his offensive staff will decide to do. Cutliff and Peterson are back. Ayers ready to tee it off. And here we go. Good kick. Peterson at the 10. Already up to the 20. Makes a move. 30. And a flag comes in. Now that might change things.
Yeah. If this is a... if this is holding, probably just run this one out.
Because Heights only has one timeout left.
Right. Yeah, so they wouldn't be able to get the ball back, even if they tried here. So as long as Newark just keeps the clock running, and it will be against Newark. So yeah, both these teams with 6 penalties apiece in this first half.
Well, not as bad as the Maslin-McKinley game last year. 28 penalties. Now, those two teams do not like each other, and that's obviously evident. But can you imagine 28 and a fight in the end of the game handshake?
Well, I think that isn't too surprising in case of the 28 penalties there. But, yeah, that is a...
But I guess we're almost halfway there.
I mean, we're kind of on pace, right?
I mean, now that I think about my math.
We just need two more here, and we'll be on pace, so.
Let's hope not. So it'll be pushed back to the 18-yard line for Newark, first and 10. Bodie Smith in the gun, and we're going to have offsides against Licking Heights.
See, don't speak too soon.
I never do. So up to the 23-yard line. It'll be at first and 5. And now you can do something on first and 5. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah, you could take a shot here. I mean, I would call that play you called on the very first play of the game and see if he got somebody open on the go route.
Now what? They're having to reset the clock. To 1:12. So it was running on the offside call, so a couple more seconds here for the Wildcats. And let's see. A lot of conversation between Peterson and his offensive lineman. Now he comes back and talks to Bodie. And the officials are talking a little bit more. Are we ready, Garrett?
Nope.
Okay. Here we go. First and 5. Smith to throw. Scrambles. Looking. Nobody open. Now just fires it out of bounds. Good play. Nothing available there. Does the right thing and throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, definitely don't want to turn the ball over here. You're up. You have the ball. You have the chance to just get, you know, take the lead into the half here. So we'll see. Second and 5, I mean.
Second down and 5 for the Wildcats.
I mean, I would just hand it off and kind of just, you know, head to the locker room. I mean, maybe you could break off a big run here. I mean, they have had success running the football in this game, so, I mean, you can always have a chance to break off a big run here in this situation.
Second and 5. 1:07 to play second quarter. Cats up 14-13. Smith to throw. Good pressure. Or good protection, I should say. And a catch made by Cutliff once again. The secret weapon is being exposed this evening. Teams are going to be ready of him now coming up on the second game. Huge pickup on first down, up to the 37, under a minute to play. Smith fires, and almost a great catch by Drayson Peterson, but it does fall incomplete. That'll stop the clock with 43 ticks.
Second down, 10.
Yeah, I believe Newark does still have all three of their timeouts here. So, I mean, you still got plenty of time here to work with if you're going to be going all throw, if you're just going to be throwing the football here to maybe work your way downfield, maybe set up a field goal opportunity here at least. But you just got to be careful in this situation not to throw an interception or take a big sack or, you know, make it any opportunity for the Hornets to carry momentum into the half.
Second and 10, Smith looking to run. Pump fake, and we'll get out of bounds, just shy of the 40. probably put it at the 39 and make it third and eight. So real careful here.
Yep.
Down to 37 seconds.
I mean,
you can go across the middle and then call a timeout.
I would say, yeah, you still want to throw the football here because Licking Hedge just has that one timeout, but, you know, it's not worth running the football just for them to burn it in this situation. So I'd still, look for something across the middle with Cutliff.
And it will be a handoff to Cutliff. He's at the 40, 45, just shy of the first down, I think. Now, they are going to stop it. Are they going to? Oh, they're going to give him the first down. First down, Wildcats, 26 seconds. Got to go. They're not using the timeout here. Clock is starting. Smith to throw. Pressure. Rolls out. Looking. Trying to find someone. Now fires it long downfield, and there's your interception at the 26-yard line. There is a penalty flag on the play. It's going to be holding against Newark, so they will decline it. So now the Heights will get it with 15 seconds to go, and it will be one timeout. And at their own 27-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, you hate to throw an interception right there, but it really I don't think is going to do any harm. I mean, only 15 seconds and one timeout for Heights to work with, and they're not set up with the greatest field position. And their offense really isn't set up for those huge, you know, big play opportunities. So, I mean, the only thing, you maybe give up a little bit of momentum, but I don't... it's not too harmful here, I think, to close the half for Newark.
Well, we'll see what the Hornets decide to do. I probably would split Lupinto out and just see what he can do.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too.
He's in the backfield right now. We'll see if he stays there. First and 10, Heights at their 27. He does go in motion. They are going to throw it out to him as a screen. He's at the 30 and will get out of bounds there. Good coverage by the Cats. Didn't let anything happen, and you're down to 8 seconds.
Yep. Keep everything in front of you. You got that three deep or prevent defense here if you're Newark, you know. We've seen their defense crumble at times in these prevent situations in the past season, so just got to stay disciplined, though, and keep everything in front of you because, yeah, only 8 seconds, only one timeout. I mean, at most, you got two plays here if you're Licking Heights.
Barring no penalty, which you just cannot have. Cannot have here. 8 seconds to go. Second and 7 for Heights at their 30. Phil Moore, he's got pressure, fires, and the catch is made, but it's behind the line of scrimmage. My guess is that will do it.
Yep.
And so the hockey horn tells us. Well, I'd say pretty entertaining first half. We go to the break here at Whitefield in game one of the 2024 season with Newark leading Licking Heights 14-13. Our halftime festivities continue after this timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
Hi, this is Charlie Burwell from Church Street Floor Covering, and we're happy to welcome back all the high school football players to the field. At Church Street Floor Covering, we support all local athletes and wish them the best of luck this season. If you're looking for flooring that can stand up to whatever your home team throws at it, come see us at Church Street Floor Covering. We've been scoring big points with our customers for over 30 years. Church Street Floor Coverings, across from the Buckeye Valley YMCA. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back here to Whitefield. Halftime score, Newark leading Licking Heights 14-13. Brian Mays and Garrett Wanda with you. as the Licking Heights band gets ready to perform first here at halftime. What a way to start, as we had a penalty to start the kickoff. And then after we were ready to go after kickoff number two, Bodie Smith in his first throw as a quarterback for the Wildcats, how about 73 yards to Drayson Peterson down to the 3-yard line. And then a couple plays later on fourth down, they connected one more time and the Cats went up 7-0. Heights' second possession, it was a long one. It started in the first quarter, ended in the second quarter. They were able to get an 18-yard touchdown run by their burly running back, Jake Lupino. Point after, also good, tied at 7. The Cats responded with a huge third down pickup to, I think right now, the MVP of the game, in my mind, Daniel Cutliffe. Then he also gets a 8-yard pass reception on 4th-and-1. That sets up a 1-yard touchdown run by Colton Peterson. Point after, good, 14-7. Heights does respond one more time. And on 4th-and-7, a 26-yard touchdown run by their outstanding quarterback, Mr. Fillmore. He gets into the left corner of the end zone, but the extra point partially blocked by Cutliffe, and that's where we stand, 14-13 at the break. We talked about two even teams coming into this ball game, two teams desperately needing to win. I think we saw all that in that first half.
Yeah, they are definitely kind of living up to what we advertised on the pregame show, so both these teams have been struggling with penalties, too. You got 7 for Licking Heights, 6 for Newark. And on the first touchdown drive by Licking Heights, those penalties by Newark is what really, I think, gave life to that offense. One of them being an offsides on a 4th-and-1, which extended the drive. And then just a few plays later, a face mask. And then they were able to kind of throw in Lupinto. And he has been really the life of the offense for the Hornets. I think heading into the second half, the Wildcats just needed to devise a game plan defensively to contain him, because other than Lupinto, I mean, there hasn't been much going for the Hornets on the offense. Yes, Fillmore will, you know, get out occasionally and scramble for some good yardage, but, you know, as long as you put a spy on him, you kind of tell that spy to be disciplined, don't cheat, don't bite, I think you can kind of live with giving up those scampers every now and again. And for the Wildcats, I mean, I was nervous heading into this game, you know. First game we've done with Newark without Steelmeister, who has been outstanding for this program the past three seasons. But Bodie Smith has came in and he has played outstanding, and he's had help. Like you said, Cutliffe has helped him out a lot. They had a big third down conversion on their second touchdown drive. That was coming off of the Hornets' touchdown drive. It was tied up 7-7 at that point. It seemed like the momentum was starting to shift out of the Wildcats' favor, but then a huge third and long conversion from Smith to Cutliffe gave that drive new life, and they were able to go down and score a touchdown. So that, I think, for the Hornets heading in the second half, they need to try to contain Cutliffe, right? He's been the one making, creating the most problems for that defense for the Wildcats. So it's kind of the battle of those two MVPs right now between Cutliffe and Lupinto. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, which of these teams adjust. But I have a feeling, you know, it's going to be one of those, you know, barn burners down to the wire. You know, maybe whoever has the ball last has a chance to win it. And especially, I think, with that missed extra point, that's going to come in, I think, to play a huge factor in this one, because it's, and the way it's been going, I feel like it's just going to be a one possession game.
Both fan bases are probably not surprised at where we are at the break, because both these teams have been there before. They've been in games at halftime. It's been second half miscues, turnovers, whatever you want to call it, which has led to these teams having multiple losses. So, been here, done that for one half. Now we'll see what team has been able to turn the corner in half number two. But right now it's Newark with a 1-point lead over Licking Heights by a score of 14-13. Our halftime continues now with Skip Mozich tonight in high school football from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network.
This is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. This evening, as another season gets underway, we will chat about it with Doug Utes, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Doug joins us next on the Ohio News Network.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field, because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system from Lucart Heating and Cooling. Visit us online at LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's air perfect with financing on a new qualifying Lennox system. Ohio License 38151.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001. Where you get the real deal.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game broadcast. We are joined for a few minutes by Doug Utes, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And Doug, it's hard to believe it's here already. I know some of the other fall sports began earlier this month, but how excited are you and your team for another football season across the state?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, Skip, it really seems like we just walked out of Akron with baseball. You know, the summer just kind of flew, but you know, the old school person in me, and, you know, I used to love the time of year, and it was a couple weeks ago, I pulled in Lakota West High School, and the football team was out on the field, and band is in the parking lot. There's nothing like hearing a marching band in town practicing, you know, for the community, and there's something about Friday night football, particularly that first one, that puts a lot of excitement in the air, I think. So it's an exciting time to be a high school athlete.
You know, as the season begins, everybody has high aspirations. Year four now for the expanded playoffs with 16 teams per region. You know, like everything else, Doug, you're never going to make everybody happy. But you know, tell us why the pros of the expanded playoffs outweigh the cons.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's the only sport where not all of our student athletes get a chance to participate in postseason. And, you know, what we've seen over the last 4 years, we've seen a 16 beat a 1, several 15s win, and last year, a 12-seeded Springfield team at 5-5, who wouldn't have made the playoffs a few years ago,
right,
played in the state finals and played very well. And the excitement that creates, and, you know, I know this from my days, Skip, as a coach and athletic director, principal superintendent, that, you know, if you give kids opportunities, watch out. I think that's the big thing for us is just the opportunity for kids to have that second season because we've seen schools take advantage of that.
You know, Doug, one of the other pros is obviously revenue. You know, last month, the OHSAA, along with the six athletic boards, awarded $200,000 to 20 recent high school graduates as part of the OHSAA's Scholar Athlete Scholarship Program. That's the highest amount in recipient numbers in the 30-year history of doing this. Why is this so important, both to the OHSAA and the districts?
Well, you're investing back in the kids, and you're rewarding them for good things because that scholar athlete's all about being a good student and then your achievements on the field or the court or, you know, after 3 o'clock. And so, you know, we're extremely excited about 200. We hope to continue to grow that. And, you know, you mentioned financially, 4 years ago, we were nearly broke, Skip. And our goal was to get to 9 months cash on hand, which we did, and beyond. So we're able through our enhancement fund to give each one of our member schools $2,000. We upped the reimbursements for regional and state games. And as you said, we increased the student-athlete scholarship fund with the new AED law that's came into effect. We're going to present 32 AEDs out to schools in need. And so it's just neat to be able to do that and give back to our schools to help them with their mission to provide these opportunities for the student-athletes.
Well, Doug, last thing, all football playoff games will again be on Fridays this year. I know that's something the Coaches Association has been in favor of. Has it overall been a win across the state?
I think so. We're, you know, Bo Rugg, who's our football administrator, we talk about this quite a bit. We just talked about it the other day for Doug Ute, the average fan who wants to see a game on Friday and Saturday night. You know, it's like, wow, for you, Skip, and your peers, it's very difficult to cover a lot of the teams that you've covered because before you could do it on Friday and Saturday. But our Coaches Association overwhelmingly recommended this, and our coaches want to stay on that schedule. And I get it because if you play on Friday, you come in Saturday with the kids, and you give them Sunday off. And if you play Saturday, it's tough to come in on Sunday a lot of times with the kids and give them Monday off because you're right back in. And so, you know, I think from the Coaches Association and, you know, they really feel like it's important to keep kids on that schedule. And so, you know, we support their recommendation with that.
Doug Utes, Executive Director of the OHSAA. Happy football season, Doug. We'll touch base in a couple of weeks, okay?
All right, Skip. Appreciate all you do.
And we'll be right back on the Ohio News Network.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
If you had to pick your favorite season, it's probably fall, right? Sparkling bright days and just the right amount of cool at night.
Many days you're running your heating and your AC. Is your system ready? Don't guess. Know for certain. Call the experts at Chandler Heating and Cooling in Thornville. Residential and light commercial. They've been serving Newark, Heath, and most of Licking County for two decades. Online at ChandlerHeatingCooling.com. That's ChandlerHeatingCooling.com.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bunnies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bunnies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bunnies on Facebook for daily specials. Bunnies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks once again to Doug Ute, Executive Director of the OHSAA, for joining us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Vex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
And Steele and the group would have to come back and make it a game in the fourth quarter. So I really think, again, this opening possession is huge for their defense and for the Hornets offensively, saying, hey, let's get the lead here and see what we can do.
Yeah, third quarters, that's where I feel like, you know, the tiers of football programs are kind of separated, right? Teams are able to play pretty good. Hang with certain teams still halftime, but those third quarters, I feel like, is where kind of those, you know, those elite teams or teams higher tier than the other team kind of start to pull away. So this is a big chance, like you said, for the Hornets to come out here. They do receive the second half kickoff, to come out here, make a statement, get back on the board, you know, and retake the lead here. And for them, the recipe is simple. Like I was saying before halftime, you just gotta feed the Pinto, make Newark stop you, make them force you to do something else, make them pass the ball or hand it off to someone else, because every time Lupinto has touched the football, it's always been a positive play. And just to, once he gets ahead of steam going, if you get the ball out in the open field, you know, good luck tackling him, right? If he's going to be falling forward, he's either going to be trucking one of your defenders or he's going to be, you know, able to kind of fall forward for that extra yardage. So it's going to be a big possession come out of half for this Newark defense, because like you said, we saw it in the past seasons where Newark plays well up until halftime. Then the third quarter comes around and things start to kind of fall apart. And then you're heading into the fourth quarter down by two or three scores. And it's just too much to overcome at that point. So this is a big, big drive here for both of these teams that can very well easily determine the outcome of this football game.
Would you say Newark won line play in the first half?
I'd say defensively, I mean, for the most part, they won the line, I'd say. It just seemed like when Lupinto got the ball, it didn't matter what the line did.
No,
So I'd definitely give them on defense. And then I'd say offensively, it was about 50-50. You know, you'd see certain plays get blown up. But, you know, if you're Newark, I would take that, because usually it's – I don't know. Yeah, it's not. It hasn't been 50-50 the past couple of years, but you've been able to run the ball with some consistency, which is a luxury because you haven't been able to do that in the past seasons, and you've been able to keep some of that that load and pressure off of the first start for Bodie Smith. So I think if that – New York just needs to really do what they did. Both these teams really need to do what they did in that first half. It's just which of these teams can kind of limit, I think, those impact players that we mentioned in the first half.
Along with reducing key penalties, mm-hmm. which really – allowed some drives to continue or put yourself way behind the eight ball and had to carry out. So hopefully that'll help and have that reduced in the second half as well. Only one turnover in that first half, and that was Smith's interception near the end of the first half. Really no harm, no foul in that. Our game next week will be over at Swank Field. The Heath Bulldogs coming off another LCL Cardinal Championship, but definitely depleted by some big losses in graduation, but Coach Tim Ward will never use that as an excuse. They will host Buckeye Valley, and we'll be there with the pregame at 6:45 and the live tip-off at 7 p.m. next week. The Bulldogs of Heath taking on Buckeye Valley. It's going to be a very interesting battle in both LCLs with the Cardinal and the Buckeye. I think the Cardinal is wide open. Anybody who can get on a run has got a great shot at winning it. And for the Buckeye, I'd say whoever has a chance to knock off Granville, but it's going to be very tough to do. They are loaded.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and we saw a lot of Granville last year, too, and they return a lot of starters, including, you know, our favorite guy, Kyle Kirby, who is already being looked at by Division I schools and just a junior. He got injured towards the end of the season last year. He actually didn't play in that Watkins game and in their playoff run that they had. So I think, yeah, I mean, health for them obviously is key, but as long as they stay healthy, it's going to be a tough task to try to take down Granville in the regular season this year.
And they do have a new coach, Coach Hinton, taking over for Coach Schrader, who went over to Olentangy Orange. And boy, you go from one pressure place to another. They're expecting the world over there, but Coach Hinton, he's got the coaching experience at Zane Trace and a couple of other spots, and many of you old-timers will know his uncle, Ron Hinton, who coached at Amanda Clear Creek forever and got himself a couple of state titles with the Aces as well. So it's definitely in the blood, and Granville definitely, I know in some early season polls, as high as number two in Division III. So they are getting the respect around the Buckeye State as a team to watch, but you never count out Licking Valley. Right. And again, I think we would say Watkins has the talent. It's almost like Licking Heights. Can you put it together in those big games? But both of those ball clubs, I'm sure, are looking to unseat Granville in the Buckeye.
Yeah, we've seen, Granville's been making a name for themselves over the past several years, just with the runs that they've been able to do in the regular season. But yeah, I mean, Valley had a really good season last year. I mean, from what we saw, I feel like Valley probably gave Granville their toughest regular season game last year.
That was
year.
A first half explosion.
Yeah, it was
explosion.
A shootout. Yeah, back and forth. But I think that third quarter is where the Blue Aces just kind of decided to have enough and pull away. So we'll see which team kind of takes that script here, and we're getting ready to get the second half kicked off.
Hornets will get it. They'll go right to left to start this third quarter, trailing by a point, 14-13. Brett Bill is set to kick it away for Newark, and let's hope we have no clock issues in the second half. I'm sure the players would agree. Because, starting and stopping, that's tough. It is tough.
Yeah, it definitely screws with your momentum, especially if you got something going on offense.
Kick will be fielded at the 5-yard line up to the 15. One juke up to the 20, and more hankies on the field than players as he gets out to about the 23. But, I mean, we had one from the back judge, from the front judge. They all saw something. And my guess is it will be against the Hornets.
And if it holds, that will be number 8 on them already.
And it is going to be a hold. So we've had 2 penalties on kickoffs. No, 3. Because Newark had a block in the back. That's something that they'll want to clean up in practice next week.
Yeah, both these teams I mean, you can never, unless you get zero penalties, that's always something you can work on. That's always something that coaches, it just drives coaches crazy because, yeah, I mean, especially, you know, those offsides and false starts, those are just unforced errors and balls aren't even in play. Those are things you just want to clean up, you know, as soon as possible.
And it is week one. You're going to see that, and hopefully both these teams will be able to clean it up as the season moves on. But instead of getting starting across the 25, they're now at the 13-yard line. And, hey, we are now 2-for-2 on penalties to start this second half. What do we got? Offsides against Newark.
Oh.
Must have had contact.
Well, they're going blow for blow.
Marches it back 5 yards.
So we're at 15 penalties now,
15 total penalties.
We got a shot, Maslin McKinley. Yep. We got a shot. All right, first and five.
First and five for the Wildcats.
And that really does change the game plan, especially with the weapons that the Hornets have on first and five. Phil Moore, who got a touchdown run in that first half, gives it off to the other touchdown maker, Lopinto. And that might be his smallest run as he just shy of a first down. Nope, they're going to say he got enough. He probably squirmed right at the end of that for another first down, so 5 yards. And just like that, first and 10, Licking Heights.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and that was probably his shortest run of the night, just 5 yards. So, I mean, now the second half, I mean, you just feed him and wear down that defense. And sooner or later, you'll be able to either fake it to him, catch a defense slacking, hit a big play through the air, just he'll break off a big one eventually.
Here they come. Fillmore keeps it, and he will get to the 25-yard line for a 2-yard pickup. After that first possession, they've really kind of done a good job, minus the touchdown run, of keeping him in check.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, they're putting a spy on him whenever there is a passing situation or he spends extended period in the pocket. It was just that one fourth down conversion where I think there was just so much going on. They did have a spy on him. He just decided to cheat up and try to bring him down in the moment. Fillmore, he was just able to kind of just, you know, kind of break off of his blocker and just find the open field to the left.
Second down, long 7. Fillmore, he will keep it again. And again, a short pickup right up the middle, a couple of yards here and there. It'll bring up third down, and I'll call it a long 6.
Fillmore on the keeper.
Yeah, kind of.
It's an interesting call, I think, right there.
Yeah. I would have, if you were to run it,
Adrian Taylor.
Yeah, you know, I'd be giving it to the big fella, but, I mean, you definitely still can't run the ball here, which I think Newark may be suspecting, but we'll see if they decide to pass it. But, I mean, with the way Lopinto's been running, you can count on about 5 or 6 yards from him per run.
He's in the backfield right now on 3rd and 6. Fillmore will throw, looking, firing, and it's incomplete. I shouldn't second guess, but I'm going to second guess. I just felt like that was, we're going to go away from our bread and butter and just see if Newark was ready for it. And after the first down pickup by Lopinto, it's 3 straight, and now they have to punt.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, that could have been maybe a play where you maybe go out pre-snap and see what, you know, the defense shows you, but they weren't stacking the box or anything like that. You could have ran it or maybe thrown it in the backfield to Lopinto, which they've done several times here tonight. But, yeah, I think maybe, you know, just overthinking it a little bit right there on that third down.
Lopinto, he does get the ball as he's the punter. End over end, and fair catch made at the 32-yard line by Peterson. So the Cats defense holds, and Newark will get the ball on offense for the first time in this third quarter, up 14-13. And Bodie Smith comes back out. I thought Bodie showed good leadership. You did have the errant throw at the end of the first half, but he looked very comfortable in his first role as the quarterback of the Newark Wildcats.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. He's been looking good, and you got to give credit, I think, to that offensive line. They've helped him out here tonight. He hasn't been having to scramble or run for his life too much back there, and also they've been able to establish a little bit of a running game, which is really big, taking some pressure off of him.
Smith to throw. Fires, catch made up to the 40, 45, getting to midfield, and getting a first down is Peterson. That's how they started the ball game, a pitch and catch for 73 yards. This one isn't as long, but it's very successful to get to the midfield stripe, and a catch first down.
Yeah, just a nice little wide receiver screen. Had some good blocks downfield and good enough for a first down. I mean, if I was Newark, I would just continue to kind of do those types of plays. You don't need to force anything downfield. You can throw in some runs every now and again, but just make the Hornets stop you.
First and 10, Newark. Low snap, but Smith's able to get it, and he'll hand it off to Peterson. Nice move. He's at the 40. Still on his feet. 35, 30. Inside the 30-yard line. And a nice pickup by Peterson on what could have been a busted play. It ends up being over a 20-yard pickup on the ground, and here come the Cats.
Yeah, they've been something that we haven't been able to say the past couple years. Another nice handoff and run up the middle for the Wildcats. And, I mean, that's just helping, I think, this offense tremendously. I mean, because it isn't just a one-man show for the quarterback.
First and 10 at the Hornets, 29. Smith to throw. Good protection. Fires. He's got a man open. It's Peterson. He makes the catch inside the 5-yard line. First and goal, Newark. Holy cow, here comes the offense.
Another great throw that time by Smith on the back shoulder in the sideline. And yeah, I mean, this offense is just clicking. It's hitting on all cylinders right now. The Hornets look lost. They have no response for Newark so far on this opening drive here in the third quarter.
They are going right down the field. This is just the fourth play of this drive that started at the 31. First and goal at the 2. Peterson in the backfield with Smith on first and goal. And we'll see if it's false start or did. Yeah, I think the Hornets made that move, so I think the Hornets are going to get offside here. The referees are going to talk, but I think it's going to be offside defense. Now, I could be wrong.
It looked like that was the initial call was offsides.
Okay.
But
you could say I was right. It wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Half the distance
just
to the goal. First and goal at the 1. Newark up 14-13 in this third quarter as we come up on 9 minutes and 8 seconds to play in quarter number 3. I think the first time we've had full house backfield here. Smith, he will look to throw. Fires. Touchdown, Wildcats. Once again, it's the Smith-Peterson combination. And those two are lighting it up, and they're lighting up the Hornets secondary. That makes it now 20-13 with just over 9 minutes to play, third quarter. And Smith, he is fired up, as well he should be.
Yeah, second touchdown reception on the night for him. And yeah, it just seems like when they get in these goal-to-go situations, that's their wombo combo. And it's been working wonders for him tonight.
Brett Bell for the extra point. On the way. Got it. 9:04 to play, third quarter. Cats up by 8, 21-13. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7. In the third
quarter. Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
K98.7.
Sean Brettbill kicks it away for Newark. It will be fielded at the 10-yard line by Licking Heights. Across the 20, 25. Breaks a couple tackles as Ayers. He will get to about the 30. Ball on the ground. Officials are deciding. Newark Wildcat football. Oh, my. Has this thing turned around quickly?
Recovering to the Wildcats, number 22.
That drive, by the way, how about four plays, 69 yards, and on first and goal from the one, they throw it. And it's a touchdown to Peterson. That makes it 21-13, and now a turnover on special teams. Cats in business at the Licking Heights 30-yard line.
Yeah, we talked about how games can kind of be won and lost in the third quarter. Well, Newark seizing the opportunity. They're looking to go up two possessions here just a few minutes into the third quarter. That's a huge fumble right there on the kickoff.
And Smith to throw. He's got pressure. Rolling to his right. Looking. Now he's got some more pressure. Lobs it up. And almost intercepted. That was a dangerous, dangerous pass. It does fall incomplete.
Yeah, and if he held on to for a second longer, Lupinto was closing in fast on
him. Yes, he was.
I think the fans and everybody was screaming at Smith, throw the ball, please. And, yeah, so just not the best play right there on first down, but he's still... You'll have to fight another down there. You know, you didn't turn it over or take a big loss there, so you're still fine. Second down and 10. But this is a opportunity here for the Hornets defense to try to make a stand and try to, you know, keep their team in this one.
Like the aggressiveness on first down. But it is now second and 10. Peterson, and this time nothing doing up the middle. So big play call right here on third and 10 from the Hornets 30. First turnover of the game by Licking Heights. They're actually going to say he lost a yard on that play. So third and 11 from the 31. You're out of field goal range right now.
Yep.
So I think you're in four down territory. And I'd be looking. Yes, he is. You got Cutliff coming out here as part of the trips. He's my man on third down.
Yeah, definitely we'll be looking for him. Looks like it'll be man-to-man coverage.
Hornets, some pressure, and the pass falls incomplete. Bodie really didn't have the time to throw the ball that time. They came in hard. So it's fourth and 11 from the 31. I think you go for it.
Yeah, I mean...
You could try a pooch punt, I guess.
You're only... Unless you're able to get it down inside the 10, 15, you're not really, I don't think, accomplishing too much. And that's kind of asking a little bit of luck with the way the ball bounces and whatnot. So I'd say I agree with the call here, trying to go for it here on a fourth down.
Fourth and 11. Pressure. He will fire and just did not have enough air under it, and I think maybe just released it because he knew the pressure was coming. So credit to the Licking Heights defense right there. They have first and 10 Newark's offense at their 30, and it ends up being a minus 1 yard possession. Good job by the Heights defense.
Yeah, and just a little bit of a letdown, I think, too, just on the Newark side. I mean, you got that touchdown drive, four plays, very quick. Then you get the turnover. Everyone's all fired up, and then seems like, you know, a little bit of momentum kind of got let out of here after just going a quick three and out, and you're giving a little bit of life back to the Hornets in this situation. It's kind of like that turnover never happened.
Yep. So here come the Hornets offense down by 8, 21-13. Fillmore in the gun. Wideout split to both sides. Oyelamy is in the backfield, and he will get the handoff. Nothing doing. Now he does spin away for a couple of yards. But I think the tackling's been better for Newark tonight as well.
Yeah, I mean, the only guy that they've had trouble bringing down is Lupinto.
Which, like, every team's going to have that.
No more hands.
Absolutely. And, I mean, for the most part, yeah, he's the only one that's had success against this defense consistently in this ball game. So, I mean, when he's off the field or he's not involved in the offense, it's been all Newark. Newark's been dominating this game defensively.
7.5 to play, third quarter, 21-13 Newark. Here's Oliami again. Gets a couple of good blocks, but maybe one not so good as a flag comes in. So
a third and short could be a second and long here.
Actually, I think they may be getting face masks.
Oh, yeah. And that's the third face mask on Newark tonight?
You know, I can't say for certain, but it sounds right. It sounds right.
Because they had one on that first drive, right. And then I do believe they had another one. And
they have 8 penalties, so it's probably right.
Boy, oh boy. So, again, it takes, this is just like Heights' second drive, though.
Yep.
It now takes them into newer territory. And this pendulum of a third quarter continues.
Yep.
Now they are at Newark's 46-yard line, first and 10, when they would have faced a third and short in their own territory. Fillmore, handoff to Olulami. That's a big hole up to the 35, spins inside, and he will have enough for a first down.
Simeo Gunley.
I think that face mask kind of let the air out of the balloon a little bit. And I believe we've got a Wildcat down.
Yeah, that face mask kind of jump-started this this offense, similar to what it did on their drive back in the first half. So,
the time has come to get away.
Yeah, I mean, and two, I think that four and out coming off the turnover, too, just kind of, you know, killed a little bit of the momentum here for Newark, because it seemed like this place was ready to explode. Everybody on the sideline was all pumped up. You felt like they were about to, you know, punch it in the end zone, take a 2-score lead, just the way it was feeling in here, right?
Yep.
And then, I mean, the offensive line just not able to, you know, they've been playing well all night. Weren't able to put it together, a string of plays, and then now you got Heights marching down the field, threatening to now to tie this game up.
First and 10 from Newark's 34. And Odialami again gets hit hard, but does have a very positive pickup on first down up to about the 31-yard line. So we'll call it second down and 6.
And the recipe is simple for the Hornets. They're just kind of leaning on their offensive line and running the football. And whether, you know,
but the semi just came in. The semi truck just came in.
I was going to say, I mean, we haven't seen him so far this drive, and I think now they're getting close to that red zone. They're like, all right, bring him in.
See if he gets it here on second down and 6. He's in the backfield. And he will get it, but we're going to have, I think, motion against Licking Heights. Both teams just not able to get out of their way.
And it's because, I mean, not trying to make excuses for either team, but it's just because you know the run's coming, right?
Yep.
And Newark's showing blitz, right? So those guys up front are trying to get off the ball as soon as possible, right? So they can block as well as they can, and just a slight second too early, and yeah, you're going to be called for that false start.
So second down and now 11 as the ball's back to the Newark 36. Fillmore, Lapinto, 30, 25, first down, or very close to it. I guess they're going to do a yard short, but again, second and 11, he just now makes it third and short.
Yep, and that was a nice push up front by that offensive line. Lapinto just does a good job following his line, and then, yeah, falling forward, too, for an extra couple of yards. So, I mean, yeah, third and short, I just give it to him again here.
It's going to be a heck of a defensive effort to stop him for no gain. I mean, it just really is. He's in the backfield on this third and a long one. Fillmore gets the snap. It goes to him. Tell you what, they paid a pretty good hit on him, but he got enough for the first down, I think.
I was going to say, that's probably as good as it's going to get right there.
Yep, first down. I mean, they went low, which is the right thing to do. Rose was in there, but
rolled forward.
I mean, just third and short, it's going to be very tough to stop him. So the drive continues to the Newark 24 with it 4:45 to go third quarter. Wildcats 21 and Hornets 13. Good ball game to start off this season right here on Kate 98.7. And we'll see what the Hornets now do on this first and 10. Lopinto is in the backfield. He gets the handoff. Big cut up the middle. 15. He's at the 12, down to the 10. And he'll be out of bounds, I think, just shy of the 10 or maybe right there. But it's another double-digit pickup.
Yeah. When you get in the red zone with him, it seems like he just... He turns on another gear here in the red zone, right? I think that's why they're trying to save him for these situations. Because, yeah, I mean, he, when he went in, he just ran out of green grass that time. So I suspect they just keep giving it to him until Newark proves that they can stop him.
First and 10 from the 11. They were going to say first and goal, but they mark it at the 11-yard line. And he will get the handoff. He's at the 5. He's at the 2. He's at the 1. And he is in the end zone. Newark staff wants a hold. They're not going to get it. Lopinto off the left side makes it 21-19. So, again, a huge turn of events. Newark had the ball at the 30 with a chance to go up double digits. They were unable to move the football. And now Licking Heights comes right down, and they will go for two to try this ball game up at 21.
Yeah, and you don't got to be fancy here. Just give it to Lopinto in some form or fashion, which I'm not sure if he's
I don't
on
see
the
him
field.
Yeah.
Which, hey, I mean, if you pick it up, that's fine. But if you don't, you know, we'll talk about
you.
It then,
yeah.
Right? we'll talk about it if we have to.
Fillmore in the gun. Heights trying to tie it. He will keep it, looking for a block, and he's in. And we are all tied up at 21. So 69-yard drive by the Hornets, helped out by another face mask penalty, and then Jake Lopinto taking him from the 30 down inside for the touchdown. Fillmore with the two-point conversion, and we are tied at 21. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
4:14 remains third quarter. We have a brand new ball game. Newark and Licking Heights tied at 21. Both teams getting touchdowns in this third quarter. The Cats were able to extend their lead to 8, but Licking Heights comes back, gets a touchdown run by Jake Lopinto, and then the two-point conversion by their quarterback, Mark Fillmore, and here we are at 21.
Yeah, it feels like how it did in that first half when it was tied up, right after the Hornets tied up 7-7 when they got a touchdown. That was kind of fueled by that face mask penalty back then, too, so... I mean, yeah, we'll see. This Newark offense coming off of their worst offensive drive that so far that we've seen tonight. We'll see if they come out a little bit more fire under them, trying to retake this lead.
Short kick, and it'll be fielded at the 25 up to the 30 and across the 35. So good field position here for the Cats. Don't forget the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show just getting underway on our sister station, T100. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller. All the scores for you tonight on week one of this high school football season, the High School Football Scoreboard Show. So got a ways to go here with about 4 minutes and change in this third quarter, and we're tied at 21. So I think the two times that Newark has gone three and out, Heights has scored on both of those following.
Yep. And claim your prize. Yeah, the key here, yeah, is just not even go three and out. Just get some momentum back going here, yep, on offense, just because of, you know, how that previous drive went.
Smith, hand up to Peterson, up the middle, and a couple of yards there. Move it up to in between the 37 and the 38. So we'll call it second down and a long seven.
Yep, and just keeping the defense honest with the run. And, two, you've had some big plays with the run tonight for Newark. So I just, you know, continue to reinforcing the running game in this one. If you're Newark, you don't have to solely rely on the passing game.
Screen outside and getting across the 40 to the 43-yard line, Preston Lunsford.
Preston Lunsford.
So third down. And we'll call it third and 3. Huge play right here.
Yeah, you can't afford to go three and out again here if you're Newark. I mean, the way looking, I had to move the football on that previous drive, they're just ground and pound. And two, they take so much time off the clock on each of their possessions, even if they don't put it in the end zone. So needed to try to just keep the ball out of their hands here on this third and down.
Third and three, Smith. And it's an inside handoff, and Peterson is short. Short by about a yard and a half. So we've seen Coach Franks be aggressive tonight. This would be a major aggressive call. And it looks like the punting unit's coming on. I understand.
Yeah. It's tough to punt here, but, you know, you got to think of the alternative, right?
Yep.
Best case, you pick it up. There's no guarantee you're going to get points out of this. But worst case, you don't pick it up and you give Heights great field position where they'll likely just keep feeding Lapinto short field and probably, you know, take at least a field goal lead.
And it is a fake. It is a fake. They are looking to throw, and the catch is made for a first down inside the Heights 40-yard line. Gavin Jenkins, the riverboat gambler, remains with Coach Franks. Holy cow, what a call.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked he did it. They let alone a fake punt. You don't see those very often. And then a throw, too. They're not even a run in a short yardage situation. So, yeah, huge gamble. It pays off. And now they can see if they can get the ultimate payoff by putting this one in the end zone.
So to the 39 of the Hornets, it's first and 10, Newark. Smith, hand off to Peterson. And he's hit hard right about the line of scrimmage. Forward progress will probably give you 1 yard. And it'll be second down and nine. Looks like we've got an injured Hornet on that. So it was a snap to the upman, and Jenkins, who was not really open. I mean, that ball was a jump ball, but he went up and snared it and then got a few more yards and gets it down to the 39. And now we're looking at a second and nine, and we'll wait for this injury timeout.
It'll be a 9 o'clock shotgun start. And teams are being
well, and I think we're seeing Coach Frank's play calling. He wants this badly.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're not going to win games by being conservative. He's certainly not been conservative so far here today.
No.
I mean, and that's part of the reason why this is tied up, right? He maybe doesn't make some of those calls. And he may be losing this football game. So it's been paying off so far here tonight, but it seems like the offense, ever since that turnover by Heights, has kind of hit a wall, though. I mean, we'll see how they do coming out of this injury timeout, but they haven't been able to kind of reestablish their success that they've had on that opening drive here in the second half and in that first half.
I think Heights is doing a better job up front in this third quarter than what we saw in the first half. But you still have to try to run. You just can't rely on the pass. Second and nine. Smith will give a handoff again, but they're just getting more penetration right now.
Yeah.
So back to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be third and nine.
Peterson takes the handoff.
And this is maybe a situation where you look to go more outside with the run than up the middle. We've had some success with it, but you have to wait and see. So here's third and nine from the Hornets' 38-yard line. Again, you're probably thinking two down territory here, depending on what happens on this third down call.
Yeah.
As we're under a minute to remaining in this third quarter, 47 seconds to be exact. Smith in the gun. He's got trips to the far side. He's looking that way. Fires, catches made, and Peterson gets the first down, 30, inside to the 23-yard line. I thought the one move where he came back might make him lose the first down, but nope, he found a way, and another third down pickup, huge for the Cats.
Yeah, and that's been their kind of go-to play, it seems like, on third down. They go trips either far or near side. Two of the receivers kind of go out, and then it's a slant for the designed receiver to get the ball, and it's been money basically on every single third down for the Wildcats.
They don't have to run a play here as we're down to 12 seconds. We'll see maybe if they're trying to draw. Coach Franks is telling them to hold, hold, hold. And I think we will end the third quarter. And we will. Deadlocked at 21, Newark and Licking Heights. Come on back for quarter number four as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
Don't miss any of the action with our free app. Download the WCLT Radio at the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and you're streaming the game on K98.7. And what a game you could be streaming tonight. 21 apiece between Newark and Licking Heights. Brian Mays, Garrett Wanda with you here on K98.7 as we start the fourth quarter, first and 10 Newark at the Licking Heights 23-yard line. Bodie Smith in his first start as a quarterback, doing a well of a job trying to lead the Cats to a victory. He will hand it off and getting a pretty good run across the 20 down to the 19-yard line. That is Alexander Irvin Royster. I believe that's his first carry of the game. So some fresh legs there, and we've got another Hornet player down. I'm starting to wonder if we're seeing the proverbial cramps in week one.
Yeah, I think so. As game's starting to wear on both of these sides. But give a chance for both these teams once again to catch their breath here. But a big red zone possession here for Newark as this game is kind of starting to wind down. Still, the fourth quarter did just start, but Licking Heights has dominated time of possession in this game just because of how they play. They like handing the ball off, doing designed runs. And even like we said, if they don't score, they're going to eat up 4 or 5 minutes off the clock, and if they do go distance to the field, they're probably going to go about 6 minutes off the clock. So that's why this possession's so big for Newark, because, you know, realistically, you don't know if you're going to get the ball, you know, 2-3 more times. You may only get the ball one more time after this.
So player did get off under his own power. We do believe it was a cramp. So we are set to go. Second down, long six, just inside the 20-yard line for Newark. Smith in the gun. And now we got official stopping play. Oh, just a towel on the field. Now we're set. Royster still in with Smith in the backfield. And he will get the handoff. Heights was ready that time. And no gain. So here's your third and long, Coach Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, it's just four down territory at this point here. So you got two plays to pick up these 7 yards. But I'd go with kind of what they've been running on their previous third down conversions. Maybe stack the receivers, go with some sort of quick slant here. Someone we haven't really called the name of a lot is Cutliff here in the second half. Look for him.
Smith to throw. Time fires. What a catch by Cutliff. He gets inside the 10-yard line, first and goal from the 9, right on cue.
Yep, he was their man in the first half on those big third downs and those big plays. But that's his first reception here of the second half, and it comes in a big way once again. And now these first and goal situations, look out for Peterson here for the Wildcats if do decide to throw it.
First and goal from the 9. That's a long 9 yards. Let's see what the Cats can do on first down. Smith to fire, looking in the end zone for Peterson. Incomplete and no flag. Looked like the ball was short-armed a little bit there.
Yeah.
So second and goal from the 9.
Second and goal.
Yeah, we'll see what they do here. You could do something similar, but yeah, I mean, that was just good coverage, and the ball, well, it didn't quite have enough power on it, just the way the coverage was, but good coverage that time there by the Hornets.
Play comes in for Newark. Royster stays in the backfield with Smith. Two wideouts split to both sides on this second end goal. Now Cutliffe comes in motion. He'll get the handoff. Looking to cut inside. And the Hornets were ready that time. 2 yards maybe at the most. It's going to be third and a long goal from...
No gain on the play.
Oh, they're going to say no gain. I thought he got a little bit of movement there. But it's going to stay right at the 9.
Yeah, even though they had no gain, I like to call a little jet touch pass that time. You know, trying to give Cutliffe the ball. You know, in stride, you know, already at his, you know, trying to get him to his top speed already. Heitz just read it beautifully, and now third and goal here. We'll see what Newark draws up.
Third and goal. Smith in the gun. Looks over the middle. Catch made by Rose. It's a house call. Newark Wildcats. And that ball had a lot of zip on it. That's a great catch by the baseball Ohio State player, Austin Rose, who's headed there after his senior year. But he showed good hands right there. He is a catcher, so I guess we saw why right there.
Makes sense, yeah. That was just a little play action, quick slant across the middle. And, yeah, Rose, someone we haven't seen too much of here on offense for the Wildcats, caught the Hornets sleeping that time, and a go-ahead touchdown here with 10:07 left in the fourth quarter is huge.
And Brettville nails the extra point, his fourth one of the evening. 10:07, fourth quarter. Cats back up by 7, 28-21. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
Hi, this is Chris from Case Up Service Center. People buy from people they know. People buy from people they like. So when you're dealing with Case Ups, you are dealing with a family-owned business. You're not dealing with some big corporation. You're not dealing with a box store. You're going to be dealing with a family member. What that means is that we have a vested interest to make sure that you're happy today and you're happy in the future. We want that relationship with you, and we take that very seriously. Case Up Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Case Ups, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Kickoff fielded inside the 10-yard line, brought out to the 20, and because it was a kickoff, we will have a penalty.
Yep.
And it'll probably be against Licking Heights and push them back a little bit farther. So the Cats respond again, a big third down pickup, and then I'm telling you, that was a bullet from 9 yards out from Smith to Rose, and the extra point good, 28-21. So we'll wait for the infraction to be marked back, but Bodie Smith, if he thought he needed to grow up, we don't need to ask that question anymore. He's ready to play.
Yeah, he is. He has met and exceeded my expectations here tonight. Wasn't sure what we were going to be able to see, especially filling in, you know, such big shoes with his predecessor. But he has played,
I mean, just 2,300 yards and 35 touchdowns.
Right, yeah. Nothing too crazy, right?
Not like Deshaun numbers. Oh, wait. Did I say that?
Yeah, he wishes, right?
Yeah, he does.
Nowadays.
Yep, Bodie Smith coming to play. Here's the handoff. Oleani breaks a couple tackles and is hit pretty good at about the 12-yard line. Still going down. They'll finally stop it. But, yeah, we're talking about two guys that did not play last year. Obviously, Bodie because of steel, and then Cutliffe, who was injured. I mean, these guys really have come to play tonight.
Yeah, they have been difference makers for this offense. Just, yeah, the way they came and show up. And then, too, can't downplay that offensive line either, too. The jump that they've made from – last year into this season, at least with the one sample size that we've seen so far here tonight, it has helped tremendously too. Newark actually has an existing running game that they've been able to, you know, get some consistent yardage out of, which has just opened up the playbook tremendously for the offense, which is too why they're just having so much success.
And it's something you said in the pregame. If the line can give just enough, like, you know, I don't think Bodie's been sacked tonight. He's been pressured, but they've given just that much time for the running game and for him to be successful. Handoff up the middle, nothing doing there. So we're looking at third down and six for Licking Heights here, back at their 13-yard line with 9:20 remaining, and the Cats up 28-21. We always say it in games, but this is a big, big play right here.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to the way that the Heights offense operates, they're not a team, you know, that I'll have much confidence in to go down to run a two-minute drill, right? They're going to need, you know, 4, 5, 6 minutes. They're going to make enough time to, you know, run their traditional offense if they want to score.
Third down. Cats are not showing pressure. And the catch is made, but oh, what a hit! Oh, what a hit! A loss on the play. Xander Martin comes up and makes a big-time stick, and it is fourth down. And you know what I like about that play, Garrett? That's a guy that could have been the quarterback. He's obviously not pouting and makes a huge play on defense.
Yeah, that was a beautiful open field tackle for a loss, and now, yeah, it'll be a quick three and out for the Hornets, and they'll be forced to punt it away. I mean, the only thing I'm not sure about on that drive is I don't believe Lapinto played a single down, and I mean, I'm not sure you're saving him for. I mean, you may touch the ball one more time here on offense. Maybe you're saving him for that, but who knows how much you'll be down by at that point, right? Newark could go down, score another touchdown, and then the touchdown on this drive by Newark, I think, pretty much seals it. Especially if they're able to take a decent amount of time off the clock. If they give the ball back to the Hornets with under 4 minutes to play, it's going to be really difficult for them to dig themselves out of that hole the way that this offense operates and with given that amount of time.
Well, somebody called timeout. We have no idea who. I'm going to lean to where it was probably Newark, the way Coach Franks was arguing with the official once again. But I didn't hear an announcement. I didn't see the movement by the officials. Somebody called a timeout. And I'm just going to say it was Newark. But this is a huge punt right here because the Hornets are punting from the end zone line. Peterson is back at his 48-yard line. Newark will not be putting pressure on. And Lapinto is standing back there ready to receive. Here's the snap. Good snap. He will get it away. Pretty good kick. See what type of bounce it takes. And it takes a Hornets bounce, and does it ever. All the way to the 30-yard line. So the ball was on the 12, so that's a 38, 48, close to 50 yards.
58 yards on
the
58
head.
Yards.
58 yards, wow. Yeah, that was a very fortunate Hornet bounce there. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, if you're Newark, yes, you have the lead. It's fourth quarter, but this is where sometimes, you know, teams and coaches lose games, right? They're like, all right, let's just run it out, try to get here with the win. They play not to lose, right?
Right.
I don't think Coach Frank's going to do that.
He hasn't yet tonight.
Right. So he shouldn't. He shouldn't start now, right? I'd say, let's go. I'd say, hey, it's still 21-21. We need to go down and score a touchdown, right? Because if they're able to score a touchdown, like I said, that would put tremendous pressure on the Hornets.
They will throw it on first down. Cutliff makes the catch, and he is met very rudely at the 35-yard line. Does pick up 5 yards on the pickup. Yeah, it was Lapinto who met him.
Yeah.
You know when he tackles you. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, a little extra oomph, definitely. You can just see you don't even need to know who he is. You just can tell whenever he tackles somebody. There's a difference on the field, but
yep.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'd look, you know, pre-snap, right? He's lined up on the left side. Let's go right side or run right side, right? We're not running where he's set up on the field.
Second and five, low snap. Peterson gets the handoff and will get maybe a yard. Now they're going to give him two. So here's your third and three again. Mm. I'm sure they're going to be covering Cutliff as best they can on this third down.
You know, I think, you know, I know the jet touch pass didn't work on the goal line, but I wouldn't hate to see that call here. Just putting the ball in Cutliff's hand, seeing if he can pick up, you know, these 3 yards, you know, in stride. Just get your blocks out in front of you. Lapinto set up here on this left side.
Third and three. Smith in the gun, and are we going to have offsides against Licking Heights on a hard count? I think we are. Oh, that's what the call is. First down, Newark.
Ball start. Pressure offside.
So first down, Newark at the 42, and that keeps the clock running 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Newark up 28-21 in the opener on this high school football season.
Yeah, that's number 12 penalty-wise against the Hornets.
And it's a reverse, and it's Cutliff, 40, 45, midfield into Heights territory. I don't know if I told you, the kid's fast.
Yeah, he's definitely got some speed to him. And, yeah, just giving him the ball in some form or fashion, I think, you know, as this game comes to a close, is your best formula for success here. And, yeah, now you're on the Hornets side of the field. I mean, yeah, you can start to see the concern on the Hornets sideline here. If they aren't able to stop them here in a few downs, they aren't going to be able to have much time left to even get a drive going.
At the 47, here's a handoff, and getting to the 45-yard line is Peterson, 2-yard pickup. I'm sure Coach Franks and the offensive coaches were just waiting for this season to start offensively, knowing Cutliff was going to be there after having missed him last year with the injury.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we, safe to say, yeah, we're both surprised by not only him, but, yeah, just how this whole offense has been playing as a whole after the departure of a senior quarterback, Steele Meister.
Under 5.5 to play, second down and 8 from the Hornets, 45. Smith, and I think we have another offsides against Licking Heights, and we do. So that'll move it 5 more yards down to the 40. Now you're looking at second down and 3. And this is deja vu from what we saw last year.
I was just about to say, it is the penalty problems continue to plague this team. We saw it to an extreme measure against Newark Catholic last year. And once again, this is an extreme measure. And specifically this drive, just going offsides, this, the pre-snap penalties has been killing this team.
Smith will throw. Catch made by Cutliff. First down, Newark. 90% of the time, that's a run. But Coach Franks is listening to you up here. You got to
like
be aggressive.
You got to, and it's been working. So, yeah, you just continue to do so, right? Under 5 minutes to go. I mean, yeah, at this point in the game, you know, don't even chance it, right? You're playing better than the Hornets. They're killing themselves with these penalties. Let's just put this one in the end zone, make the two-possession game, and we can breathe a little easier for the rest of this game.
We are at 4.5 minutes, fourth quarter. Cats up 28-21. Peterson up the middle, and that's a good run inside the 30 to about the 29-yard line.
I mean, yeah, you take that. It's about, what, 5-yard pickup, 4 or 5-yard pickup? You take that, right? Three of those, it's a first down every time.
Well, they mark it at the 30, but it's still a good pickup.
Yeah,
Smith comes over and gets the call.
You take that.
Yep. Because you're coming up under, this ball will not be snapped until under 4 minutes to play. Newark up 28-21 at the Licking Heights 30-yard line. Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far. Peterson in the backfield with Smith.
And it's a handoff to Peterson. Looking to make a move. Gets to the 30. Oh, but a flag comes in, and that's probably going to be a hold.
Peterson takes the handoff.
That's a drive killer.
Inside the 30. Put a flag on the play.
Because that takes you out of running it on fourth down or doing what you need to do. I mean, this second down and long is going to be huge for both ball clubs.
Yeah.
Because that just gave Licking Heights some life.
We'll see. Does look like it's holding.
We're just supposed to guess, that's all.
But yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it is going to be going against the Wildcats, so. We backed up to the 40 here, so yeah, that gives the Hornets a little bit of a safety blanket here to possibly get off of the field easier here on defense and forcing the Wildcats to at least air it out on one of these plays.
Second and 17 from the 40, 3 minutes, 44 seconds to play. Smith to throw. He's got a blitz, and it's a screen to Peterson at the 40 and gets to the 35-yard line. And that's definitely making something out of nothing because it looks like the Hornets sniffed that one out.
Yeah.
But so you're looking at third down and 12. From the 34-yard line. 3 minutes, 22 seconds to play. Here come the Cats. Trips here to the near side. One wide out to the far side. Peterson on the right shoulder of Smith on third down and 11. Taking their time, as they should, to snap this ball. Plenty of time on the play clock. 6 seconds. Smith to throw. Pressure, fires, caught! Peterson, first down! The third down conversions have been unbelievable tonight for the Newark Wildcat passing game. That's big.
Yeah, and two, good job by the offensive line, giving him enough time to be comfortable in there. Doesn't have to worry about the pressure, right? So he just has to worry about going through his progressions. He's not worried about defenders coming at him. And they actually going to say they marked it short. Fourth down.
Fourth and very short. Boy, that was a bad spot.
I thought it was good for the first down,
too. I did, too. My apologies. Fourth and a little less than a yard. They're going to throw it, and it's caught again. I'm trying to see who made it. Is it Cutliff? Oh, sure, of course.
Yep.
Why would I think differently? To the 20. So how many times on fourth down have they thrown it? Every time that they've converted?
Besides the very first, I think.
Yeah.
That is... So, yeah, three, four times. Yeah, he's been their go-to guy in those third and fourth down situations. For that first down, Clark's going to continue to run, but Heights is going to have to start to burn those timeouts here.
Yes, they are.
One first down here, I mean, depending on when it comes, can basically end this game.
A minute 40 to go. Smith. Hand off Peterson. Cuts it inside. Good move inside the 20 to about the 18. And Heights will use one of their timeouts right there. I just am really impressed with all the newness that Newark has had and the confidence, again, that Coach Bill French has on this quarterback to throw it on fourth down, not once, not multiple times, to a wide receiver who didn't play last year.
Right, yeah. Obviously, you know, they have had a good off season and camp, and they've obviously built some nice chemistry, nice bond, and yeah, I mean, too, the offensive line has helped tremendously the success of this offense, because as the offensive line struggles and, you know, plays well, so does the offense, so... yeah, they're in a situation here. One first down ends the football game here. So, I mean, we'll see what happens here on second down. Probably going to be a run here. And then depending on how many yards you need for third down, you can kind of decide what to do. Because, yeah, running the football has been a viable option for this offense. They've been able to pick up about 3-4 yards per carry.
Second and 7. Here's Peterson. He's at the 15. Gets inside the 15 to the 13. Heights will use their second timeout. I think they'll actually mark it at the 14-yard line. And we're down to 1:27 to play. So third down, we'll call it 4.
Once we resume play here after the timeout, Newark leading Licking Heights 28-21. And Heights, I tell you what, it doesn't get any easier after this. They host Tri-Valley, which is tended to have another good season. Then they're at Sheridan. Mm. So you know they looked at this game as right. as being a big one because it could very easily go 0-3.
Ohio Health.
Yeah, that's a tough three-game or two-game stretch, rather, for the Hornets. Yeah, it all comes down to this down. Third and three, you know, and for Newark, I wouldn't even hate a run here just because of the way you've been running the football all game and on this drive. It's worked. I'm sure the Hornets are expecting that. But, hey, you could go with a quick slant or a crossing routes here. Look for Cutliff and Peterson if they do elect to throw it.
Third and three. Smith. Hand off Peterson. Final timeout by Heights. He's about a yard and a half short. So you could go for the field goal to go up two scores, or you could try to get the first down.
Well, I think it comes down to how confident are you in your field goal game, right? If you're confident, this is a no-brainer to kick it because you go up two scores and you're basically not only asking Heights to go down distance to the field in a minute 22, but also recover an onside kick and then get in field goal range and kick a field goal for themselves. It'll be less than a minute 20 by the time they kick the field goal here. So I think if you're even somewhat confident in your field goal game, you kick it.
Well, they're still in the huddle here on Newark's side. Heights is back on the field. It is fourth and one. And they're going to go for it, or at least line up that way. They've gotten a couple up offsides.
Right.
I wouldn't be
more
surprised
a
if a hard count. Yeah, that's true. All right, fourth and one from the Hornets' 13-yard line. This is basically the ball game if Newark picks it up. And they did try for their hard count. Smith now ready. Trying one more time.
I would be shocked. Yeah. I would be shocked if they go for it here. I mean...
Timeout,
all right, so the Wildcats, we believe, have used their second timeout. Licking Heights out of timeouts. 1 minute, 22 seconds. Now, Newark, by the way, their next couple of games at Mount Vernon, which they've had success against.
Yep.
And then home to Zanesville with a new coach and rebuilding. So right. I know coaches hate to look ahead, but we can. I mean, it's very doable with a 3-0 start.
Absolutely.
And their next game after that is Groveport, which can be a winnable game. I'll stop at game four. I'll stop right there.
Hornets Stadium.
But this is...
Well, they got to close this one out here
they
first,
got
right?
to.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what they'd be saying, so...
All right, they are going to go for the field goal. Brett Bill, who is 4-for-4 on extra points, will be lining up. They'll place it down at about the 19-yard line. So you're looking at a 29-yard field goal with a minute 22 to go. Brett Bill takes his time. He's lined himself up. He is ready. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. Bullseye! Brett Bill from 29, and the Cats go up by 10 at 31-21 with a minute 19 to go. How about that drive?
Yep, and that was a drive kind of fueled by mistakes by the Hornets. Several offsides penalties going against the Hornets that were able to extend the drives, but Newark took a ton of time off of the clock, and they put points on the board. That field goal right there helps their chances tremendously to close this game out because, I mean, it's going to take nothing short of a miracle here, I think, for the Hornets to win this. They got 119, no timeouts. They're going to need a score very quickly, which is difficult for this offense. And then they're going to need to risk covering onside and hope there's still enough time to score again, whether it be a field goal or a touchdown. But, I mean, it is definitely looking very, very good here for another 1-0 start here for the Wildcats.
They lead it 31-21. We do have a cramp situation on the field right now with Licking Heights. And
And this is where, in talking to Coach Franks, keeping the team focused in this type of situation.
Right.
Yeah, we brought it up. They were in this position a couple times last year. And really, even the Thomas Worthington game, it was actually great plays by the quarterback and wide receiver. I don't think Newark did anything wrong, but you've been in this position, and let's see, can you get over the hump and get a victory against, you know, a Licking Heights team that had battled back. It was 21-all, and they had the momentum. Newark seized it back and had been able to maintain it. But still time to be played, and you never know what can happen.
Right, yeah, you got to act like you've been here before, even if you haven't, right?
Right.
Newark hasn't had the most success in the past couple seasons, right? But, yeah, you got to stay focused. You know, I've seen my fair share of teams collapse in moments like this, right?
Yes, so, yes, you have.
Yeah, you just got to stay level-headed, and most importantly, yeah, don't do things that don't hurt yourself in situations like this. You know, no dumb penalties, and don't be giving up, you know, huge plays, right?
What do you always say? Keep it in front of you.
Got to keep in front of you in this, right? So, yeah, we've seen Newark at times in the past give up big plays in situations like this. So you just got to stay disciplined here, stay focused, close this one out, start out 1-0.
I don't know that I'd be doing the goodbye chant just yet. Long delay here, and they still have the player down. So it may not actually be a cramp. Coach Frank is actually now going out to take a look. And they've taken his helmet. But it looks like he is getting to his feet now, which is good. And, oh, he went back down. Went back down, so we'll see here. And, well, they are bringing water, so I do think it probably is a cramp.
Hopefully.
Yep.
Hopefully that's all it is.
31-21, Newark leads this one. And as we just have a minute 19 to go in this ball game. How many penalties are we at with Heights? 13, 14?
13 for Heights, 9 with Newark. So
Newark's done much better in
yep.
the second half.
They've cleaned it up, I think, just 2 in the second half.
Yeah, and that face mask penalty.
Right, yeah, that was a big one. But Heights, yeah, I mean, a lot of them came on that previous drive with the offsides.
Well, the player has to be carried off. We are not unable to see his number, but of course, we wish him all the best. And it has been much warmer today than it has been all week long.
It's all right now.
It's all right now.
I'll take this.
You don't have pads on and haven't been playing for 4 quarters, but, you know, it's all right now.
Well, I'm sure they're happy they're playing today rather than tomorrow.
That's
though.
True.
Right, it's going to start to pick up here this next week. We'll see what we're talking about next Friday, right?
Very, very true. All right, we're ready. Brattville after the big field goal now kicks it off. He's got some adrenaline going, and it will be fielded at the 1. It wasn't going to bounce in the end zone, and the Cats are all there, and they're going to stop him inside the 5-yard line. Oh, special teams playing a role tonight for Newark. And you love the intensity right now. They can smell it.
Yep.
Great coverage. So they will mark it at the 4. 1 minute, 13 seconds to play. Heights down by 10. 31-21. They've got to go 96 yards and then hope for a miracle with an onside kick.
Yeah.
Cats will be probably in the proverbial prevent defense. But just don't give up huge chunks. Make them spend a little bit of time, and Heights, they want to go quick.
Yeah. You just got to cover the sidelines, too, here. If they do pick up plays, make it be inbound, so at least they're taking some time off the clock.
Fillmore, and now Coach Franks runs down and calls timeout. So something wasn't set up. And again, this is the focus. You got to stay focused here. Nothing is won yet.
So is that Newark's final timeout? I think so.
We're not sure what happened on that miscommunication previously, but
with Heights using the three on that other,
you have to assume that that was the last one for Newark.
When they travel to Hornets Stadium.
Well, Lurking Heights will open up their new stadium next week against, as we mentioned, Tri-Valley. They didn't learn from Big Ten teams that you do a cupcake to open up your home season. Hey. Or the SEC or Big 12, yeah, anybody.
You got to win your first game, right?
Yeah. But we'll see how they respond. We'll see how they can do it, and let's see what they can do in the final minute and change here. Fillmore to throw. Fires. There's Lupinto out of the backfield. They do keep him in bounds. He will get the first down up to the 21-yard line.
Yeah, he did have the opportunity to go out of bounds there, but he liked to stay in and kind of fight for those extra
yards. Well, he wants contact.
Yeah, I get it, yeah, because he wants it, right? And there's a chance he could break it and go for a touchdown.
Yep. And now Fillmore will spike it as we are at 59 seconds.
I mean, that's what you do, though. I mean, find Lupinto somewhere and set up blockers in front of him, get him ahead of steam, and hope for the best. And I would just, as Newark, follow him, right?
Yep.
And make someone else beat you. I mean, you can live with someone else, you know, running for a 60, 70-yard touchdown against you at this point in the game because no one else has been able to really do anything against you at this point.
And, I mean, future opponents even, you can have a spy on him, but if you give him 2 or 3 yards, you get going.
Yeah.
I don't care what the spy can do.
Yeah, he's going to need another spy to help him out.
Second and 10. They'll flare it out to Lupinto. 20, 25, puts his head down across the 30, and they're going to give him the first down.
Across the 31.
10 more yards. So, yeah, this is what they're going to do, but I think Newark's okay with it because you just took another 13 seconds off.
Yeah, and time continues to...
Right, because he stayed in bounds.
Yeah, maybe run out of time before they get to the end zone.
Down to 36 seconds. Now Lupinto, he's looking to throw. He gets hit as he throws, and incomplete. And he got hit right in the midsection by Austin Rose. And good sportsmanship. Rose goes over and pats him on the head because he knows he just hit one of the more talented players in the LCL right there.
Yep. Well, you don't want to get him on your bad side, so.
That's true. Still have to shake his hand at the end.
Right.
And I don't know that I want to use a gadget play at the end. That might have been a play
earlier
in the season or earlier in the game. Down to 31 seconds. It is second down and 10. Fillmore in the gun. Here comes Lupinto in motion. Fillmore to throw. Fires across the middle. It's Jake once again. Can he get out of bounds? He cannot. Good tackle by the Cats once again. And that's Martin again. No, that's Winbush. Good job. And the clock will run.
Yeah, that's pretty much going to do it. Maybe.
Well, the officials stopped play because they wanted to push the ball back.
Yeah, maybe two more plays here.
Down to 9 seconds, and now we've got an offsides, I believe. I'm not sure what's going on. If you figure it out, let me know.
It's a mess right now, yeah. I think, yeah, just a spike there.
So it's 4th and 1, 7 seconds to go. So this is it.
Yep.
This is it. The Cats, now and their fans know, they got themselves a victory. No matter what happens on this play, they're going to go to 1-0 in 2024. And you can hear the fans giving a rousing support of their ball club. Fourth down, 7 ticks remaining. And they're not sure what they want to run, and they're not even going to get a playoff. Goodness gracious.
Well, give us one for the road, right? Number 14, they're...
Delay game called.
Coach Drew, you're out on the field talking to Lupinto. So it'll be back to the 35. Really insignificant where the ball is now. Again, 7 seconds remain. And the Hornets will come up for probably their final play of the evening. Fillmore in the gun. Cats looking to come. Now they'll break off, and it's a short pass, and it's dropped. And that probably will mean one kneel down. Yep, 4 seconds to go.
Victory formation for the Wildcats.
How's that feel?
Yeah, best play in football, eh? Whenever you send out victory formation, usually it means good things.
So the celebration continues, and the Cats offense will come out and kneel it for one time before they can get out of here at Whitefield with the victory. Up 31-21. And now we are set. Smith comes up to the line. All right, guys, let's just go. He will kneel it down. Ball game, victory, Newark. And I tell you what, this crowd's making some noise now. 31-21. Newark victorious over Licking Heights. We'll come back and recap it after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
What are you talking about, honey? Go to the ER.
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to ER. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need. Equipment and pricing listed at WWERohio.com or stop in at Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental in Thornville.
Looking for a new pharmacy? The Knox Community Hospital Outpatient Pharmacy makes it easy to transfer prescriptions. Our friendly community pharmacy is open to the public, and most prescriptions are ready within 24 hours. Accepting most insurances, KCH Outpatient Pharmacy is the only accredited specialty pharmacy in Knox County. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 9 to 4. Call 740-326-3485 or go to kch.org.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
We're back at Whitefield. Final score tonight, Newark victorious over Licking Heights by a final of 31-21. It was 14-13 at halftime. Newark had the one-point lead after a couple of touchdowns in that first half. One, a touchdown pass from Bodie Smith to Drayson Peterson, and then a run by Peterson into the end zone. Heights had touchdowns by Jake Lapino and Jalen Faymore, but missed an extra point. It was 14-13. Newark then went ahead on another touchdown pass from Smith to Peterson, up 21-13. Licking Heights then fumbled the ensuing kick. Newark got it at Licking Heights' 30-yard line, but were unable to move the ball, and then Heights took it down. Jake Lapino scored. Fillmore added the two-point conversion, tied at 21. But the Cats came back, as they have been doing time and time again. Third down and goal from the 9, Smith to Austin Rose. Extra point good, 28-21, and then a good solid drive in the fourth quarter, capped off by a 29-yard field goal by Sean Bruckville. 31-21, your final. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, very shocked by this Newark performance. I mean, this offense came out and they played much better than I expected them to. And I think someone to keep your eye on is Daniel Cutliffe going the rest of the way forward, because he has been an instant impact player for this offense, coming in big situations. I mean, this game could have been completely different. It could have been 31-21 in favor of the Hornets if a couple of those third down conversions were dropped or just missed, where they hooked up with Cutliffe. So Bodie Smith as well played a very, very good game. His one interception that he threw, you know, it wasn't really during any meaningful play. Kind of just threw it up before halftime. But he played very, very well. And then also got to give your hats off to the offensive line for Newark. This is the best I've seen this offensive line play. Yes. Through all the now fourth season here watching this team play. And, you know, if your offensive line plays good, that opens up your entire playbook for on your offense. And we saw that here tonight. We saw a consistent running game for the Wildcats. And if they're able to keep that up game to game and continue to improve, I mean, this team can really start to mount up wins, and things are going to get a lot easier for them on offense. And then defensively, they played a very, very good game as well. They face a very good back end with Jake LaPinto. Yes, he had his success. He's going to have success against any team he probably plays this year, just because of how talented and just his size and strength. But they were able to, you know, contain him, contain the damage done by this Hornets team. And if you're looking at the Hornets here, I mean, you were in this game really until the very end. I think it just got away from you with the penalties.
Yeah.
On that last drive, you just so many offside penalties. Just really, really killed you. And then I think, too, the last time they really had an offensive possession, just not using LaPinto enough on that first drive. I get first game of the season, don't want to burn him out completely, but when it's a fourth quarter, one possession game, I think, you know, you got to give your best player the ball as much as you can. But
do you think they're still trying to find an identity on offense? Because Fillmore's a very good quarterback, and they've got good wide receivers, but he is your bread and butter. So is it a case of they're just searching of maybe how to use him and how to use the other weapons?
It did kind of seem like, you know, drive to drive, they were kind of – they didn't have a consistent identity.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like when they got in the red zone, it was LaPinto time. But other than that, we really didn't see too much from offense, and it was kind of a mixed match on what they wanted to do on offense. So, yeah, I mean, you need to figure out what you want to do on offense. Figure out what works, right? And then whatever works, because it's going to change game to game, right? What will work against Newark isn't going to work against Tri-Valley, or it may work against Tri-Valley and whatnot. So you just mix and match. You see what works. But you need to just try to find your identity, you know, game to game. And I think that's what the Hornets need to try to do. And then obviously clean up the penalties as well.
And I think Newark's identity is we're going all out to win these football games. It's fourth down. We're going to go for it. We're going to fake a punt. We've got belief in this team, and Coach Franks mentioned it. We've gone from running clocks to being in games now. Can we take the next step? And it seems like this junior and senior group says, yeah, we can.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, they're tired of losing those close games. Because, yeah, 2-3 years ago, this is a game where, yeah, they probably will end up losing. And tonight they're able to close it out. And it was actually, yeah, I mean, a comfortable win. After they kicked that field goal, you were kind of like, all right, I mean, it's going to take some crazy stuff here to happen for them to lose this. But, yeah, very balanced offensively and very aggressive, which I like.
We'll wrap up this edition after our final timeout. As you've been listening to Newark and Licking Heights in our Game of the Week right here on Kate 98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasep Service Center. People buy from people they know. People buy from people they like. So when you're dealing with Kasep's, you are dealing with a family-owned business. You're not dealing with some big corporation. You're not dealing with a box store. You're going to be dealing with a family member. What that means is that we have a vested interest to make sure that you're happy today and you're happy in the future. We want that relationship with you, and we take that very seriously. Kasep Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasep Service Center.
People buy from people they know. People buy from people they like. So when you're dealing with K-Subs, you are dealing with a family-owned business. You're not dealing with some big corporation. You're not dealing with a box store. You're going to be dealing with a family member. What that means is that we have a vested interest to make sure that you're happy today and you're happy in the future. We want that relationship with you, and we take that very seriously. K-Subs Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
K-Subs, quality you can trust.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by K-Subs Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
A reminder, our next Licking County Locker Room Show will be Monday at 6:30, live at Ship Brothers Brewing. It should be a pretty good one, since we're highlighting the Newark Wildcats. Coach Franks will join us. Should have... Sometimes he can be a little bit, you know. I think he'll be good Monday night. I think it'll be good. So we can talk about this game. We'll also have Athletic Director Jeff Quackenbush joining us and new girls basketball coach Jack Bertel as well. So that's Monday at 6:30. And then our next game of the week will be next Friday night in Heath at Swank Field. The Bulldogs taking on Buckeye Valley. Pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. Had some new ones tonight running back to the station, doing a great job for us. Kelsey and Ethan, thank you so much, both of you, for doing a wonderful job. Happy to have you on this Friday night high school team. We try to keep it nice and easy for you, but we appreciate your work back at the station as well. For Garrett Wannell, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final score tonight from Whitefield, opening up the 2024 campaign. The Newark Wildcats victorious over the Licking Heights Hornets, 31-21. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
B&K Drive-Thru in Somerset is the place to go for fuel. Premium snacks like Hunt Brothers Pizza, subs and appetizers, and cold drinks. And you can treat your four-legged friends, too. They carry Primo, Showtime, Sunglow, and Performance Feeds. They also stock Diamond Dog Food. And if that weren't enough, they're your neighborhood Marathon gas station. When it's time to feed your crew or fuel your vehicle, stop by B&K Drive-Thru, 403 East Main Street in Somerset, and follow them on Facebook.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Lancaster campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Lancaster.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
Did you know the Energy Cooperative offers custom power outage notifications and updates? Don't be left in the dark. Sign up today in the Smart Hub app. Download it for free on your mobile device or access your account from myenergycoop.com. Smart Hub is always a great way to pay your bill or view your energy use. Online or on the app, the latest information is just a click away. The Energy Cooperative is proud to provide our community with energy for what matters most.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Linden Lighting and Supply strives to be the area's leading provider of lighting and electrical products. When you're building or remodeling, commercial or residential, Linden Lighting and Supply has the fixtures, the fittings, and the materials to get every task completed. And if you need some help, their experts are standing by. They can even arrange home visits to see how your project is coming along. Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville. LindenLighting.com. Good luck to all the area teams.
Licky Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality healthcare services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
This has been High School Football on K98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, KSEPS Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, Win Waste Innovations, Licking County Veterans Service Commission, Wright Brothers Power, Boyer Insurance, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Montel's Pizza, Shackelford's Disposal, The Energy Cooperative, The Toy Store, Church Street Floor Covering, Trillium Farms, Linden Lighting, Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental, Bummies on Main, Elliott's Heating and Cooling, B&K Drive-Thru, The Hummel Group, Chandler Heating, Cooling, and Refrigeration, and The Dutch's Shop.